And this is one of those opportunities for a football team that experiences a loss like Burlington did last week, where they're up early, leading 13-7, and then momentum changes. You fall behind 24-13. You get a big touchdown run to get it to 24-19. You find a way to get in a scoring position in the final minute of the game, but just can't get it in the end zone. A real heartbreaking type of loss. But now you've got consecutive weeks against an Ottumwa team in the next week in the district opener at Clinton to get right again. Both teams are winless, and not that you take anything for granted in football, but when you're playing winless football teams, as we've known on the other side, it's an opportunity to get well.
And when we talk about the Ottumwa Bulldogs and the Clinton River Kings, we're talking about teams who have struggled deep as well. So this is a great opportunity for the Greyhounds to get themselves right. What they're also going to be trying to look for is depth. We've got two guys who are crucial to both the offensive and the defensive side of the ball. That's Noah Nixon and Nolan Simpson, who are out this week. And I think it's going to be more preventative than anything, because I think the confidence they have going into the game allows them to take that time to rest. And so they're thinking deeper down the line. So that's exciting. So the other thing that is crucial for the Greyhounds is we've got to find ways to stop the passing game. We struggled a little bit, didn't get a lot of pressure on Flaherty last week. We've got to find ways to do that, and we've got to do a little better job of ball disruption.
And I honestly think that's where losing Nolan Simpson was felt more. Most a week ago.
Yep.
Taking nothing away for young Caden Scheisel, who played a good middle linebacker as well. But when you lose Nolan Simpson, who through 2 weeks, as I talk about on the intro coming up in about 25 minutes, he's second on the team in tackles. He is leading the team in tackles for loss, and that's through 3 games, of which he's played 2 and less than a quarter. So you're talking about losing a guy that really was your trendsetter, your pace setter, the hardest hitter on the defensive side.
And he's also the quarterback of the defense, being able to tell people where to go, what to do, looking at certain keys, getting the slide in there. On the other side of that, his inside partner, Noah Nixa, did a great job of filling in when Nolan got a chance to kind of roam around. Coach Webb being able to try to get Nolan into some different looks and attack zones, and Noah did a nice job of being able to sit in the middle, fill the gap. Where they missed on offense is we need some tough running on the inside. We need to be able to do that. Now, Phil Phillips, who's new to the program, is coming along well, but he's been thrown into the fire literally, being the third team fullback, and now he is number two behind Caden. And so he's got to pick up his A game pretty quickly if the Greyhounds are going to continue to improve.
You know, I'm sitting here, and I've got, you'll notice if you're watching on YouTube, that I've got my computer in front of me now, right here. The most beautiful thing of this shot, John, is right here. Your pregame spread, man. Pizza, Mountain Dew. You're one of the healthiest guys I know. Seriously.
Yeah.
I just got to thinking, you know, in the shot, there's 2 pieces of pizza.
Yeah. That's because you're going to get yours later on.
That's true, at halftime.
Yeah.
And you didn't have time because you're the voice of the stadium, voice of the well during the sophomore
game.
Which, by the way, ended up 34-34 tonight.
Very entertaining.
Grey Pups led 34-12 early on in the fourth quarter. Ottumwa finds a way to score 3 touchdowns, convert a two-point conversion, and it ends up 34-34. So now the Burlington Greyhounds conclude their non-district portion of the schedule at 1 win, 2 losses, and a tie.
And while it ended in a tie, I think what comes away from that is that the Greyhounds have made improvements at the sophomore level. You can see things beginning to progress, getting some depth. I think Jalen Kennard has done a great job at the quarterback position, letting a freshman like Kavion Willis kind of learn as they go. And then Amarion Sterling, Cameron Horn have certainly stepped up their game, both offensively and defensively. And we are a lot more physical than the Bulldogs. What we couldn't do is we couldn't stop the counter. And so it was one of those entertaining sophomore games. I thought it brought some energy into what we have going tonight. Really a beautiful night for football here.
Well, and I know coaches like you don't like homecoming week, but I'll tell you, as game atmospheres go, homecoming night really can't be beaten, especially if you get some of the old-timers coming back and the stands on the near side fill, as we hope they do. Well, the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show will carry on and continue to count down toward kickoff. No pregame interview with Coach Crackle tonight, just the timing thing, where by the time we realized we couldn't find a way to get together, it was too late in the week, so John and I are going to carry the entirety of this pregame show right up through kickoff. So we're going to step away for 2 minutes right here. When we come back, we'll give you tonight's Diamond Vogel colors of the game. We'll give you tonight's game notes. We'll give you notes regarding the Burlington High School program and also get to tonight's other area games and other district games brought to you by Tim Lundgren's Farm Bureau Financial Services. All that and more as the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show carries on KBUR and KBUR.com.
Discover new tastes, celebrate traditions, and make new ones at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill. Queso's features fresh ingredients and distinct spices that will tantalize your taste buds. Their menu is a delicious fusion of Tex-Mex and traditional Mexican recipes, as well as signature handcrafted margaritas, all served with a smile. Explore new flavors or enjoy the traditional Mexican dishes you already love. Dine in or carry out, there's something for everyone at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill in Burlington. Go Greyhounds!
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Back here at Merrill A. Miller Senior Family Field at Bracewell Stadium on KBUR and KBUR.com as the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show rolls on as we are about 21 minutes away from kickoff.
Need to make a correction, Scott. We did see Noah Nixon in uniform. I was told early in the week that he wasn't going to be able to go. Same thing, ankle sprain, but he's dressed and he's going. He's moving fairly slow, but it's important. With both teams hovering around the low 30s, depth is important tonight.
And it's interesting. I wonder if I looked at the Ottumwa Courier from their game report from a week ago. I wonder if it made the bulletin board that Ottumwa's head coach, got to get his name right. Head coach Brian Goodvin said, we will match up better against Burlington than Des Moines Roosevelt a week ago. Just stuff like that. You know me as well as anybody. Stuff like that resonates with me, that if I'd have heard that, that's going something.
I would let somebody know.
Yeah. You're going to match up better? Okay. Then it's up to us to show you that you can't match up. So let's talk about this matchup. Go ahead.
Being a 5A school, I'm sure they're thinking, this classification system that we're now into doesn't really matter. This is truly you know, we've always talked about apples and apples, but right now, after watching film on Ottumwa and watching film on Burlington, we are the more athletic, we are the more physical team between the two. And, of course, the only common opponent we have is Oskaloosa.
And we'll start there. Ottumwa comes in tonight. They are a part of Class 5A, Group 5. They do not have districts in Class 5A. I could try and explain how the setup is, but I won't even try. I just know that there's some intermixing of groups in terms of when they play and where they play. But let's just say Ottumwa comes in at 0-3 tonight, losing on opening night to Oskaloosa at home by the score of 35-14. Been going on the road to take on Fairfield and falling 27-7. Last week at home against Des Moines Roosevelt, shut out by the score of 45-0. Of course, Burlington 2-1. They did receive votes in the Class 4A poll this week. They would rank 15th if they did that by numerical listing. They got 2 points in this week's poll, so they got some work to do to get into the top 10. But they are 2-1 with wins over Washington here at home in week 1, 39-18. Scoregami. And in week 2 at Keokuk by the score 41-14 before last week's 24-19 loss at Oskaloosa. When you're talking about this series between Burlington and Ottumwa, it's a series that goes back to 19-01. This will be the 83rd time these two teams get together. Burlington leads the series 48-32 with two ties. They met every season, did these two teams, between 1926 and 1986 before taking a hiatus until 2014, a 28 season vacation from each other, if you will. Yep. The teams did meet twice in a season on three different occasions, back in 1901, 1958, and 1959. Burlington leads the series here at Bracewell or in Burlington by the margin of 30 games to 11. Ottumwa, however, has won the last two games, including one here at Bracewell. They last met in 2019. Of course, last week was the COVID season, so the teams did not play, but Ottumwa won in 18 and 19. They've met four times in week four, have the Bulldogs and the Greyhounds, 1926, 1929, 1930, and 1933. In those four games, Ottumwa is 3-1. Burlington on September 17th, John Flaherty, 8 wins, 6 losses, and these two teams have squared off one time. Back in 1982, Ottumwa defeated the Greyhounds 21-20 right here at Bracewell Stadium. Burlington won the last time it played on September 17th at Clinton in 2010 by the score of 33-14, but overall, the Greyhounds have lost 5 of the last 7 games on this particular date. Burlington is 2-3 at Bracewell on September 17th, but has lost the last 3 games here at home in 2004, 1999, and 1982. Overall, Burlington has 545 wins against 477 losses, 44 ties. They are 3-14, 2-13, and 16 here at home, 390, 330, and 14 on Friday. And on homecoming, 56-31, as I could tell. At some point in time, they started specifically saying, or they stopped specifically saying in the Hawkeye, if it was a homecoming game, so I don't know. But of the 87 I could come up with, Burlington is 56-31. They've played Ottumwa 16 times. An NFL schedule, and the Greyhounds are 14-2 against Ottumwa on homecoming, including October 7th, 2016, when the Greyhounds defeated the Bulldogs 21-10.
I got to tell you, and as we move on and we continue to get this game fed out to you, this is really now the homage to Bryant Williams and the Greyhound offense. Bryant Williams has 754 yards rushing in this season and is number one in Class 4A and number two in the state all time or in all classes. He's got 946 all-purpose yards, which also leads the state across all classes. His 754 yards rushing is currently 25th best season total program history. He needs to average 190.5 yards per game to break the single-season rushing record of 1,897 yards set by Taven Harris just a couple of years ago. Through 3 weeks in 2018, Harris had 709 yards, rushing 824 of them from scrimmage.
No. Harris, sorry.
You're correcting
me. You didn't
me.
Want to do this. You didn't want me to do this, but in 2018, at this same point, yeah. Harris had 709 yards rushing.
Gotcha.
So Bryant has 45 more yards rushing
there you go.
Than Taven did at this same spot.
Awesome. So going back in history, touchdown Tony Baker, 327 yards in a 53-19 win. We're talking about distance now in terms of single game attempts against Davenport Assumption in November of 1962. Moving on, Williams also has the number 13 week 1, 224, and number 21 week 2 with 208 yards rushing performances this season. School record for points is 136 by Wall of Fame member Dean Stoller.
Williams has 72 points through 3 weeks this season, so what I'm trying to kind of let you know is he's over halfway there, having played only a third of the season. So there is a good chance all these numbers were thrown at you. Bryant Williams has the opportunity to do some special things. He's got 130 career points. He needs 105 to set a new all-time record in that category, also held by Dean Stoller, who played in 1959. He had 234 points, so Bryant needs, give or take, about 13, 14 more touchdowns, maybe a two-point conversion thrown in there. It's a tough thing to do, but he's already got 12 touchdowns this year.
And I really believe, after watching some film, that he has two opponents in the Bulldogs tonight, and we don't want to look too far ahead to the River Kings, but he has a good chance between those two schools to be able to put up some large numbers. North Scott's going to be a humongous challenge for them, the reigning 4A champs, but he really has an opportunity. We really are kind of focused in on him, whether we're running power off tackle, toss, or the option. To help him out, we've got to find a way to throw early on in a series anything, a hitch, an out, a pop pass to a tight end. We've got to allow Bryant to have some room to get out. He's amazing to watch when everybody knows he's getting the ball, but how much better could he be if we found a way to kind of diversify things just for a little bit?
More Bryant Williams. Right now he ranks 11th in career rushing with 1,368 yards in order to break the all-time record of 2,434 set by touchdown Tony Baker from 1960 to 62. He's got to average 178 yards per game. Again, doable.
Doable.
You've got to maintain this incredible pace, however. And I will tell you, Bryant also ranks 8th all-time already in rushing and receiving yards. Now, we're not counting his passing. That would be total yards from scrimmage. He's got a couple of halfback passes. But simply rushing and receiving, he's 8th all-time with almost 1,600 yards. Taven Harris had 2,585. Williams has to average 167 yards. What I'm going to try and do throughout the rest of the season is, as these records get closer to falling, I'll try and keep you real-time kind of abreast of what's going on. We talked about yards from scrimmage. This also includes any halfback pass he may have completed. He needs to average 215 yards from scrimmage to set a new record. That record has been in force for about 30 years. Sean Richard, a quarterback with the Greyhounds from 1994 to 96, he has the all-time record with almost 2,900 yards. Williams now has four 100-yard games in his career. The record is 11 by Taven Harris. Again, all nine games in 2018, Taven rushed for 100-plus. Bryant Williams finishes with six regular season games. Let's say they get to the postseason. If they have all seven of those games where he rushes over 100 yards, he will tie that record.
Easily, yeah.
If you would get to the quarterfinals, he has a chance to set a new record.
Yeah. So I got to tell you, and, you know, we've talked about Bryant, but our defense has not been too bad either. In fact, as you're looking at that, the Greyhounds, where'd I go here, Scott? The Greyhounds have given up an average of 191 yards per game. That's the best defensive performance so far. The 1977 has given up, yep, and that's the best defensive effort all time in school history. This year's defense is giving up an average of 193 yards per game. So we are in a situation where this defense can get better, partly because we are doing so well on offense. For Bryant to be able to get to these records, there has to be a mix of grind it out with explosive plays.
Yep.
So,
no doubt about it. And like you say, at some point in time, you got to have a little bit more mixing and matching of run versus pass so that Bryant's not facing 8, 9, 10 guys in the box every time he touches the football. Let's get to tonight's area schedule, sponsored by Tim Lundgren's Farm Bureau Financial Services, as the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show rolls on. Around District 4, remember, it's made up of Burlington, Clinton, Fort Madison, Iowa City Liberty, North Scott, and Mount Pleasant. Clinton, 0-3. Coming into tonight, they play host to Maquoketa tonight. Fort Madison, who received votes in Class 4A, they would be number 12 if it went that deep. They are 3-0. They're on the road at the Washington Demons tonight. Iowa City Liberty, who is 0-3. They play host to Clear Creek Amana. Mount Pleasant, also 0-3, on the road tonight, just across town at West Burlington Notre Dame. And really, the game across the state is in Cedar Rapids tonight as the number 2 team in Class 4A, North Scott. They will be on the road. They will be on the road in Cedar Rapids to take on Xavier as both teams are 3-0. We did just find out. Sorry, I got stopped mid-thought. Mark Miller checked in, and he has told us, I didn't see it, must be to our west, which is behind us, lightning in the area, so we were at least 30 minutes away from
kickoff. It's because we're such exciting personalities, right, that happened.
It's a good thing that I came up with a lot of stats to talk about.
You come up with a lot of stats.
Well, you know, I'm
anyway, because that's kind
of a geek
who you are.
Now, I'm kind of a dork.
Scott, I want to talk about the Bulldogs just for a minute. I know we've kind of focused here, as we should, on the Greyhounds, but you're looking at an Ottumwa team that has returned virtually nobody. And that's a rarity in high school football. You usually have some guys. And when I say virtually nobody, we're talking just two or three. Their quarterback, Tanner Schreck, who is a junior, was 4 of 13 last year for 26 yards. That's their passing offense that they bring back. Now, it's a pretty slow year for him already. He's 7 of 20 for 95 yards with no touchdowns and two interceptions. And then he is their leading rusher last year, and he had 8 carries for 27 yards with 1 touchdown from 2 yards out. So, a lot of offense that you're trying to figure out as you move into that bigger class. And so he leads this year again. He's got 18 carries for 103 yards with 2 touchdowns, and he's only gone for 34 yards. So it's not like they're an explosive team. Defensively, they don't fare much better. Not a whole lot of penetration, and their pass defense is very suspect. So this might be a night where we get into that 1-2 spread and try to throw, whether it's going to be Gabe or whether it's going to be Kanye. I think that would be extremely helpful to us.
You know, if Ottumwa is not taking advantage of a marketing opportunity, I would be very disappointed. What's that quarterback's name?
Tanner Schreck. Yeah.
What marketing opportunity do you think I might be thinking of?
I am totally lost.
If Tanner Schreck scores a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, I got you now. Any given Sunday.
No.
Oh,
no.
I was ready because the Sharks.
What was the hit of preschoolers and kindergartners across the land like 2 years ago?
Okay.
So if Tanner
Schreck. So you're remembering Baby Schreck?
If Tanner Schreck scores a touchdown, if that student section at Ottumwa Home Games isn't going, Tanner Schreck,
Tanner Schreck.
If they're not doing that, they are missing and buying T-shirts and having the Schreck section or something.
See, I was going back to any given Sunday so they could come off and just put their Schreck, you know.
The Dennis Quaid or Willie Beeman as played by.
Oh, Willie Beeman. Steeman Beeman.
Okay. Jamie Foxx played Steeman Willie Beeman. Hey, let's get to the other area games. Again, the tonight's area schedule brought to you by Tim Lundgren's Farm Bureau Financial Services. Other area games of interest. We'll start an 8-player. Well, Iowa Valley Marengo will be on the road at number 10 Waco. The Warriors come in at 3-0 this week. They are number 10 in the state in class 8-player, I should say. Number 8 New London, also undefeated at 3-0. They're on the road tonight against English Valley North English. In class A, Columbus on the road to take on the number 10 ranked Lisbon Tigers. And Wapello, number 14, if you were to tally the receiving votes, they're number 14 in Class A. They're on the road to take on the Panthers of Pekin. In Class 1A, the Wawisa Muscatine Falcons, they're on the road tonight to take on the West Branch Bears. Number 11, Minneapolis, so just outside the top 10, the Bulldogs are on the road tonight to take on the Regals, the number 3 ranked Iowa City Regina Regals in Iowa City. Number 13, Cardinal, if it went that deep, is on the road at Central Decatur. Leon. And then number 5, Pella Christian, will play host to Van Buren out of Keosauqua. Pleasantville is on the road. They will be at number 4, Sigourney Keota. And in Class 2A, Central Lee is at Williamsburg tonight. In Class 3A, Oskaloosa, fresh off their win last week against the Greyhounds. They're number 11 in terms of votes received. They're down south, taking on the Keokuk Chiefs. And the Fairfield Trojans, an early season surprise, 2-1 through their first third. They're hosting Knoxville tonight.
Scott, you know the other surprise as we were going through these games is who would have thought that Mount Pleasant would be 0-3 at this time of the season? They are a perennial, I don't want to say power, but they are always in the mix of things. And I just know they've had a string of bad luck and just had some things go against them in last week's ball game. But I just never would have imagined them sitting at 0-3. And, of course, our good friend Joe Bowman trying to get things turned around at West Burlington Notre Dame. That should really be an emotional game over there at Bill Nelson Field.
Well, and let's talk about this a little bit. And, again, you never want to look too far ahead, but things being as they are, this is the final tune-up, if you will, for what is the important part of your season, which is your district schedule. If you finish in the top two in your district, you make the playoffs. So let's set the stage a little bit.
Yeah.
Right now I think the class is North Scott. I mean, they came in as the class. They're ranked number 2 in the state of Iowa in Class 4A. Obviously still there until somebody knocks them off.
Right.
Nobody's beaten them yet. Still the champs. You've got 2-1 Burlington. And then you've got 0-3 Clinton. You've got 0-3 Liberty. You've got 0-3 Mount Pleasant. Conceivably, a playoff berth could be on the line in Week 9 right here against Fort Madison, who comes in at 3-0. So you got 2 3-0s, a 2-1, and 3 0-3s. Don't know much about the 0-3s.
No.
Haven't seen them play. But records are what you are. That's what Bill Parcells said. You are what your record says you are.
Yep.
So Burlington has to feel pretty good. If they can come out of this 3-1, make it 4-1 going into North Scott, and then you've got consecutive games against two more, as of right now, winless teams.
Right.
Before you've got your finale against Fort Madison, do you let yourself look that far ahead?
At this point in time with this group of guys, and it's not that it's a good group of guys, but like I said, you've got a Nolan Simpson who is not in uniform. You don't know really what the level is for Noah Nixon. You have an offense that is being explosive without question, no doubt. But you're going to run into a situation where they're going to put three guys assigned to Bryant Williams. Some way, somehow. Watch the counter, two guys on the point of attack. You've got to do something that's more than just run a counter or run an inside trap. You've got to be able to get the ball down the field through the air, and you can't anymore do it on the halfback pass. You might get away with it maybe one more time, maybe even a throwback, a la Friday Night Lights, where Boobie Miles threw it to Mike Winchell all the way back on the field. Maybe. But you've got to have something that's controlled a little bit. And if you don't do that, there's going to be some hard times in front of you, and you've got to find a way to scheme. And as I've said the last 3 weeks, I think Adam Glasgow has done a tremendous job with the offensive line. I think Joey Hess-Hoy and Charlie Walsh have also had their input in there. I think our tight end play is great, but now that we've had to move Caden Schizel up to that fullback spot and we've got to find another tight end to fill in or to get in depth, that puts us in a problem. What I was thinking about, Scott, I was thinking about Oskaloosa. If you remember last week, that was a physical game, and there were multiple Oskaloosa players who left the game and left the game for good. And so you don't know what their situation is moving forward. And I know that we lose the tiebreaker qualifier, but what would that look like if now all of a sudden Oskaloosa drops a game as we're going into the Fort Madison game? And let's say they lose it to Fort Madison.
Well, they're not in our district.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
It
that's
comes
right.
down
that's
to right. district play. There are
that's
eight,
right. I'm sorry.
Eight, not. I got to shake Flair's head just a little.
I keep forgetting.
Eight districts.
Yeah, I know.
Tony's district make it. So
math
is
hard.
Really, it comes down to starting next week. You've got to win probably four of your district five games. Of your five just. You probably got to go 4-1.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, again, let's be fair. I don't want to say North Scott's unwinnable because it's not. But until someone knocks the champs off, I'm going to assume they're going to be at the top at 5-0.
And especially the way they've played. I've been able to watch them play over the last couple weeks. And they are just, they're a jackhammer. I mean, you don't think much is happening. You know, you got a two-yard game, a three-yard game, oh, first down, okay, we're okay. And all of a sudden, your defense has been on the field for 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, oh, my goodness. And then now, all of a sudden, because you're so tired, now it's explosive plays. And so then I have all the respect for Kevin Triplett up at North Scott because I think he plans this out pretty well. Because then he starts playing games with you with the clock. He's going to go an explosive play. Then he's just going to pound on you for a little more. I mean, and once you get on your heels, I think he just gets you reeling. For us to beat, you know, you and I get the beauty of looking ahead. For us to beat North Scott, as I've said the last 3 weeks, we've got to find a way to pass the ball. But if we can get North Scott into a pure passing game where they are behind the chains and they can't, their quarterback is a very smart quarterback, does a nice job of reading in that zone read offense, and their running back is solid. But not the kids that they had last year. Their guys up front are just as good, if not better, than last year. So you have to get that quarterback in a situation where he's got to throw a 7-yard curl, a stick route, and things like that, not just a dump, not just an out. And I think if you can do that, I think you put yourself in a good position to win that ball game against them. But as we talked about, we're rolling with 29 players, and they're right. going to come at you with 48 to 50 players.
And all it takes is one injury. And if that injury was to Bryant Williams, for example, you could see the trajectory of this season turn very quickly.
Yeah.
Going chalk, though, as they say during March Madness, where you take the higher seed, let's say non-district really bleeds into what district will be, it will most likely be 3-1 Burlington hosting 3-1 Fort Madison in week 9. And Matt has come in and he's showing us radar. It looks like there's not a ton of lightning around us per se. It's going more to the south of us, but we still. Oh, it's coming northeast. Oh,
so it's coming at us.
The big cell is coming our way, so we may be here a while on the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. They're going to get a lot of play tonight.
You know what is going to be very interesting to if things change and they have to put a halt to tonight.
Is
that there are two events already scheduled for tomorrow here at Bracewell. We have a 12 o'clock Iowa Wesleyan game against Trinity International.
Yes.
And then we have a 5:30 Iowa Wesleyan soccer match, I think, against the same Trinity International University. So it could be, we could be back here Saturday night.
Or we could be in for a long night tonight, which brings me to my next point. So I'm going to fall on the sword for that sophomore game. Okay.
Go for it.
Again, on this little info card that I've created for John and I, you see where I have a little corner where it says JV?
Yeah.
Autumwa 34, Burlington 34.
Right there.
Yeah, right here. Okay?
Yeah.
When it was 34-12, I put BHS 2-2, 34-12. Ends up in a tie. You sit your happy rear end in that seat at about 7:20, and you say,
the best thing about tonight is it's 7:20 as we begin the pregame show.
Please do not go there.
Okay?
Do not.
So, superstition is real. If you don't say anything, the lightning stays away. If I don't put it on my sheet, Burlington wins.
You know, I played a round of golf with a very good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not the greatest golfers in the world. But he got to hole number 18. And he's like, the best thing about today is I've played with the same ball. I go,
and he pushed it into the woods.
I said, please don't say that. He goes, what are you talking about? It's a par 3.
Oh, where were you playing?
We were playing at Gibson Woods.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I'm like, please don't. He goes, no, it's good. I'll just. And sure enough, and he never, ever dead hooks a ball. Now, he's got a little bit of a curve. It went like 60 yards and made a 90-degree left turn, and he was like, ah! So I'm still not a believer in that. I was talking the other day, since we're in delay and we can bring up things and we can use our family.
Sure.
My sons, Jack and Joe, pitchers for the Burlington Greyhound baseball program.
Joe is my closer, man.
Had definite different philosophies about that. Jack, when he got to the foul line, stuck his foot on it, ground it, scuffed it up, and walked right in there.
You mean the rubber?
No, I'm talking about the chalk line when you're walking into the dugout.
Oh, okay.
And Joe.
Oh, that foul line. I was thinking Joe, basketball. I thought you'd pivot it.
And Joe would, like,
hop over
to a Jesse Owens long jump, not even to get close to it. And it didn't matter.
Sure does.
It does
matter. I will tell you the number of times that I have prematurely used a facility in the middle of a good football. Let's say the Bears are up 21-0, unexpectedly up, and nature calls, and I go use the restroom, and all of a sudden, it's 21-14 before I even blink.
You should have stayed in there.
It's real. It is superstition is real.
You know what's funny? Because as a coach, I never had a routine. I didn't do anything the same over and over again.
As a coach, I didn't have a routine either. As a player, I did. As a player, I wore the same undershirt for our 4 years. I was Hollywood, man. Regular size sweatbands going up my arms, my wrists and my forearms. Look good, play good.
As a player, I had that. Mm-hmm. I had stretch tape from my wrist to my elbow. Mm-hmm. I had the regular wristband, and then I had elbow pads a la Ken McAfee, and a towel. And as we celebrated our 40th reunion a couple years ago, they were telling stories about how our assistant coach hated that about me. Just because I would go to warm up and I wouldn't really warm up real hard. I was like, Coach, I'm going to get dirty in the game. I just want to kind of look good for right now. Yeah. So we warmed up. I mean, like, I didn't even want to sweat. And he was so mad. And we weren't playing very well. And he started yelling about how we're playing on eggshells. And if we're not careful, we're going to lose. So he opened up a carton of eggs. And he just started throwing them at us. And it hit me square in the chest. And it just started running down. It just started running down. And I just stood there like, I don't think I can play tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the only time that I would give you that superstition.
I'm telling you, it's real. It's real. Now, you and my father-in-law feels the same way you do. He thinks superstition is stupid. I'm going to start documenting the times.
It is real when you decide to make it real.
I am going. There's good chi, man. It's called good chi.
Okay, energy is different.
Don't upset the chi. Me sitting in my house in Burlington, Iowa, impacts what the Bears are able to do on Sunday, I guarantee it.
Jerry Anderson, former Burlington High School teacher and coach, if you're listening tonight.
By the way, let me stop. We are in the middle of a 30-minute lightning delay, if you're wondering why John and I are...
We're just blabbering
droning on about everything on the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show.
I had the privilege of coaching alongside Jerry when... my son Jack and his class of friends were in junior league level baseball, and they were at the state tournament getting ready for the regional. We are in the state championship game, and I thought it was a lock. And so I started putting things away, and Jerry got mad, and he just took his foot and he kicked all the bats and he threw everything. He just kind of put his finger at him. He said, "Don't ever put stuff away until the game is over." And so, like, from that point on, I didn't even touch the equipment.
Coach Anderson, surprisingly, not that intense. I'm surprised he would react.
But
like,
he didn't yell.
Oh, no, but
Jerry
Anderson is one of the most intense coaches I've ever played.
I know,
played
but
for.
You know how he talked? I mean, he wouldn't yell. Just like,
oh, yeah. No, he was not a yeller.
No.
But he was one of those guys that if he wore glasses, if you looked over the top of him, he'd shoot you with daggers.
Yeah. So,
and that's all right. You know?
And the other fun thing, since we have all this time to talk, is that I did not like riding behind him in the caravan.
Bad gas?
No.
Okay.
Because he would accelerate
and then
slow down. Because he'd be thinking. His wife, Julie, would be saying, yeah, he was talking about the game, and he could forget. Then he looked up, and he was going 45, and then he'd speed up again, and he was going. So
I have a story to piggyback on that, and I won't, to protect the innocent, I will not share who the coach was. I will tell you the head coach of the 2008 Burlington Ground State Tournament baseball team who finished as a semifinal loser. We'll call it third or fourth. We didn't play for third, so we don't know. Jack was a part of that team.
I'm saying third.
Okay, Jack was a part of that team. We're playing Marshalltown in the state semis.
Yep.
We're leading 9-5. And Coach Dan Reed, bless his heart, he's one of my favorite people in this entire world. Love him. He gave me my first chance to coach at BHS and come home. His assistant coach looks at him as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Coach, it's 9-5, top of the last inning. He goes, Coach, can you believe we're going to be playing for a state title tomorrow night? Now, state title was going to go up against Johnston, who finished that season undefeated state champion. Everybody wanted to play Johnston. We thought we were every bit as good as they were. We wanted to prove it. But it's like a no-hitter. You don't say, with three outs to go, I can't wait to play for a state title. Bless his heart, the assistant coach said that. And from that point on, things went south. Marshalltown scored 5 runs. We lose 10-9. Strand the game, tying run on third to end the game. Karma and chi is real. I'm telling you, there are things you don't say. There are things you don't do.
Apparently going to the bathroom is one of them.
It absolutely is for Mr. Scott
Mason.
So
as we move on to the future, I'm just going to let's speculate. Yeah. Let's say this is the year of the Bears.
Since 2030?
Since we're dreaming.
2030?
Since we're dreaming.
All right.
No, this year, 2021.
Yeah, right.
And
better be like 2001 where they looked terrible against the Ravens and then finished 13-3.
So, and I didn't think they looked all too terrible. So, anyway, if they're in the playoffs, are you going to wear Depends and adult Pampers?
No, I just hold it. I mean, I'm not an infant. I mean, cause internal damage if I hold it too long.
All right,
we sharing too much?
We've gone too far. We've hit the line. Sure it is. But
so let's,
anyway.
Let's step away for a minute. When we come back on the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show, we'll tell you what tonight's colors of the game are, brought to you by Diamond Vogel Paint. But that's in 2 minutes. And the other side of this timeout is the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show rolls on. Countdown to kickoff. Whenever kickoff is, there's lightning in the area. Just keep it here, and we'll get the game started whenever they kick it off on KBUR.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we've built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call me, Tim Lundgren, your local Farm Bureau agent at 319-209-2020.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here at the well, as John Flaherty likes to say, Marilyn Miller Senior Family Field. Now, I do have to say this, but then we'll kick it back. Sounds like we're 8-11, about 5 minutes away from kickoff, so that's what we'll roll with.
Yep.
Unless we see some more lightning. I got a text from a good friend of mine. Chris Donahoe coaches for the 7th and 8th grade baseball team that was just created this summer. He says, we need to class up our pregame show. Stop talking about the Bears, he says. talk about the Cowboys.
Oh, we're going to send it back to Sam. The Cowboys? Are you serious? A two-minute timeout. When we come back, it'll be time for kickoff. John, the Cowboys, seriously?
I didn't even know they were in the NFL.
I don't know either. You're listening to Greyhound Football on KBR.
As hard as it is to believe, fully one-third of the season has been put into the books for the 2021 Burlington Greyhounds. And oh, what a 3 weeks it's been. For the first time in 13 years, the Greyhounds began the season 2-0, and thanks to that effort, received votes in the AP Top 10 for Class 4A. Bryant Williams at running back has established himself as the class of Class 4A, if not the entire state of Iowa. With 754 yards this season already, Williams has an opportunity to become an all-time great in Greyhound history. If his pace remains constant over the next 6 weeks, Williams will find himself at or near the top of most rushing leaderboards, be they for a single season or over an impressive career. And with all of the attention paid to Williams, forgotten has been the effort of the Burlington defense, also on pace to be one of the top five in the history of the program, giving up just over 193 yards per game. Toss in a special teams touchdown on an opening night kickoff return, and you have a significant improvement and a solid season in all three phases of the game. However, it has been just 3 weeks. And as much as continuing to play at a high level is going to be a key to make a run through District 3 play after tonight, health will also factor in. And tonight, the Greyhounds must overcome the loss of fullback and middle linebacker Nolan Simpson. Simpson suffered a high ankle sprain early in last week's 24-19 loss to Oskaloosa, and his loss was especially felt on the defensive side, where the junior is tied for second on the team with 15 tackles and leads the team with 6.5 tackles for loss in just over two games. Simpson's loss tonight, while just one man, illustrates how precarious success during a football season can be and why the first 3 weeks of a season can mean very little if the final 6 weeks go in the opposite direction. So expect nothing to be taken for granted for a program looking for its first winning season in over a decade and its first three-win season since 2016. With winless squads in Ottumwa this week and Clinton next week lying in wait, the opportunity is there for the taking. It is there to reach heights not reached in quite some time and to also be a factor in a district race and earn a postseason opportunity. The final of the pre-district tune-ups is tonight. It's homecoming, and the Bulldogs are in town for the 83rd battle for the Doghouse. It promises to be a dogfight? Bulldogs. Greyhounds, next.
At Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
At Standard of Beaverdale, they buy into the philosophy that it's always best to be prepared and plan ahead. And that's just what they've been doing. The folks at Standard knew that eventually the hot summer sun would give way to the cool fall air. And so they pre-ordered lots and lots of fall Carhartt clothing, which is now in stock. A full display with extra stock in the back room. Shop early for the best selection of workwear, kids' clothing, and tons of new fall 2021 styles of men's and women's clothing. You'll find everything from Carhartt sweats for cozy nights in to quilt-lined bibs and lined shirt jacks for those football games. You might want to take a cue from Standard and go ahead and be prepared for winter by checking out the winter coats now. And speaking of winter, now is the time to get Carhartt items for the holidays so you can give the gift of Carhartt. Businesses wanting to buy gifts in bulk for their employees, the time to come to Standard of Beaverdale is now. Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa, opens 6 days a week.
Summer, a time to enjoy the outdoors on ATVs, campers, side-by-sides, and motorcycles. If you've had your heart set on a new toy, Pine the Grove Savings Bank is here to help. Maybe you want a new home or to improve your current home. We can finance those dreams too. We're working for Southeast Iowa in 14 locations, including our newest location on South Gear Avenue in West Burlington. And a loan officer who understands your needs is just a short drive away. Pine the Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm in on it.
Yep, I'm definitely in on it.
Just got in on it last week.
Yeah, took us by surprise.
But we're definitely in on it now.
The it these people are in on is the surprisingly great rates for auto insurance from State Farm.
Can I get in on it?
Absolutely. Just contact your local State Farm agent today, and you can get in on some surprisingly great rates, too. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Save big with Matt Rinker, Burlington's new State Farm agent across from Community Field on Mount Pleasant Street in Burlington.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
It's time. The teams are ready. Our team is ready. Burlington Greyhounds football is on the air on KBUR.
Let's get ready to rumble!
This is one heck of a starting lineup.
This is Burlington Greyhounds football. With tonight's game, here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
We're going to bounce that backwards. It's John Flaherty and Scott Mason, as Scott is working on some stats. And getting into the game, we are just still a few minutes apart. They're going to let the athletes come back out onto the field in 4 minutes to get some warm-up before we kick off. The estimated time is 8:17. So we want to give you tonight's Diamond Vogel colors of the game. For the visiting Bulldogs of Ottumwa, they're going to have white jerseys, and their shoulder stripes are the three red stripes on the yoke. They have red numbers, and their pants are red with a wide white stripe. They have the white helmet, the single red center O with a red face mask, and their logo is the block O. For the Greyhounds, once again, we will be in our home black jersey with the solid purple shoulder yoke with purple numbers with a white outline. Our pants are black with a wide purple stripe. Our helmet is deep purple with no stripes, a black face mask, and Speedhound 2.0. A la college remembrance of Nebraska versus TCU.
And you could have potentially gone with Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But because of the block O on the side of the helmet, like the block N at Nebraska,
yep.
I thought we should go with Nebraska. And the pants, Nebraska wears red pants on the road paired with their white jerseys. I went with Nebraska. It is absolutely TCU and Nebraska. And it looks like the band is coming on the field. We're getting
the band is on the field. The band is on the field.
And what game was that?
The Ottumwa Bulldogs are trying to circle up to warm up, and the band just said,
get
out of the way.
Yeah, the band had their routine really, really blown up due to the lightning delay. And so they just walked out from Clark Fieldhouse and said, we're going to do the anthem. And tonight's national anthem is brought to you by Reinschmitz Flooring America, where for all of your flooring needs, it is where friends send friends. So as the band comes on the field, we'll set those game time conditions for you as well. It is cloudy down here at this point in time, although I did see the moon over top. 75 degrees at kickoff, and it feels like 75. 10% chance of rain throughout the rest of the night, 76% humidity, winds out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour.
Thank you.
Tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Burlington High School Marching Band and right here on KVR by Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, located up on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington. And, John, just so you know, we talked about the pizza earlier. We talked about the Mountain Dew. People watch us, okay? So while you were doing the colors of the game, Jump Around came on. And, of course, I've been to Wisconsin a couple of times, only one time since they've incorporated Jump Around to start the fourth quarter, okay? Wonderful experience. I hate Wisconsin, but Jump Around is cool. When you see 65,000 people, 70,000 people jumping up and down, the mass of humanity is incredible. Jared Johnson, good friend of the program, manager over at Dick's Sporting Goods, right? He says, dude, you're cracking me up. His daughter and he were dancing. So I like to believe that I'm a tone setter. I make people with my tragically unrhythmic moves feel comfortable enough to dance in their own skin.
Scott Mason, influencer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't need TikTok, though. I just need a YouTube video like once a week on Friday nights during football season. That's all I need. But Jump Around came on.
I do love Jump Around. I was doing Colors of the Game.
Well, I understand.
And I do love, I mean, House of Pain is...
Turn It Around, would you have danced for the video, or would you have been too self-conscious?
I don't know,
John,
if I would have been as animated as you are.
Right.
Because only you can do that.
Well, yeah. Well,
I mean, that's
you,
who you are.
Thank you, John.
And
yeah,
I appreciate it. I really do.
The
influencer, as we go.
So 0-3 at Tumwa, getting ready to suit it up and kick it off with 2-1. I wish 3-0. 2-1 Burlington. We are 5.5 minutes away, so they've pushed back that starting time a little bit. Both teams are on the field getting warmed up. Keys to the game tonight, John.
A, we've got to control the ball, which we are extremely good at. Two, as I've said for the last 2 weeks for sure, we've got to find a way to get either somebody else the ball with some big success and or throw the ball. Three, we cannot let Atumwa have any sort of life. I hate to say it that way, but a team that's 0-3, that's been struggling, that doesn't have but four or five return people, as I've watched on film, if you can get on them early and keep pressing on them, they're going to kind of go, you know what, we're ready to go on next week. And so it is crucial for us to do that.
And one of the ways you make sure you don't let have the other team, you don't let the other team have any sort of pulse or life, if you will, is you have to not repeat the mistakes that were made last week. And I'm not talking about Kanye. That's an effort play. What happened with Kanye last week, getting the first down, trying to get more yardage, but retreating, then getting dropped behind the line to gain, that's one thing. But the running into the punter, the roughing the punter because it was 15 yards, and then not allowing a special teams play like happened on the ensuing kickoff after the first Burlington touchdown, give momentum back to the team that you just spent 7, 9, 10 plays crushing mentally. You know, you can't let them get back in on one explosion play like happened last week. So you've got to cut down on your own errors that then directly influence the momentum on the other side.
And we can't let some of the new kids who are stepping in, you know, Caden in at that fullback in that inside linebacker play, we've got to keep him positive. He's going to make his mistakes because of the lack of reps. Phil Phillips, if he gets more than 5-10 reps in, we've got to keep him in the positive. We've got to find a way to do that. And if we do have a hiccup, if we do go backwards, we've got to let ourselves catch our breath and continue to press and not get too much out of our game plan. And I know Coach Kreckel doesn't do that. He's going to stay true to form for a lot of it. So it's going to be an interesting start because of the fact that Atumwa is in this larger class, has have played a couple of larger schools. So it as I said at the beginning of the show, it appears that we are more physical. It appears that we are faster. We have more team speed. So I'm really excited to see how that really plays out. There's just not a lot of returning experience on either side of the ball for these Bulldogs. And so if we can find a way to just keep that, we used to say in college, our head coach used to say, you know, if you've got your foot on their neck, go ahead and step a little harder. And you know, I don't want to be too grotesque about it, but that's...
It's a metaphor.
It is something we got to do. So, yeah. And we got to kind of make believers out of these second-level performers of ours that they can perform at the varsity level. So, and capitalize, the last one that we haven't really talked, we got to capitalize on turnovers. If we get the ball on interception or fumble, we've definitely got to put the points on the board.
Well, some things to think about tonight when you're talking specifically about Bryant Williams. Bryant comes in at 754 yards. He is 25th all-time in terms of a single-season rushing performance. With a 6-yard gain, he'll move into 24th. With a 37th yard, he'll move into 23rd. With a 38th yard, he'll move into 22nd. He's going to make a move up the single-season rushing board before the night is over. When you're talking about a career rushing total, he comes into tonight with a 1,368 yards. When he gets 14 yards tonight, he'll move up to 10th all-time. If he gets to 112 yards, he'll get up to 9th all-time. He'll be in the top 10. And if he can somehow get 211, he'll be number 9, passing Brett Grimshaw, Lamont Ross, and Baron Darnell. Next up on the list would then be Garrett Grimshaw, who right now sits 311 yards ahead of one Mr. Bryant Williams.
And the thing is, if it goes the way I expect it to go, all of that can happen tonight. I mean, we really could see another 300-yard explosion from Bryant. Not because we're going to give Bryant the ball so much, but because the potential to have an explosive play. So the Burlington High School kickoff return team is going out. Going deep is Bryant Williams, the guy we have talked about pretty much the entire pregame. Kobe Wilden and Kanye Baker is the diamond guy in the middle along the 15-yard line.
So Atoma won the toss but chose to defer, so they will kick off from left to right on your radio dial, or if you're watching at home on YouTube, left to right, which is from north to south here at Bracewell Stadium. We are facing the east. Once again, your game time temperature, 75 degrees. A pleasant night. Keep an eye on cramping, though. Remain vigilant where that's concerned. Humidity up around 75%. It feels like 75 degrees, but it is very damp, and it will drain your muscles if you're not careful. So the officials are looking at each other. They are stalking around the kicker. And the near side official, who will be on the Burlington sideline. No, he's actually going over to the Atoma sideline. I believe, is that Tobias over there?
That is a very local crew. Tobias Lunford, Greg Worrell, and we'll get those other names in a little bit.
So we have it on a tee, number 55. Jay Guerra kicks it off for Atoma, and we are underway. Going to be taken at the 25-yard line by Owen Baker. Baker brings it up the near hash. He's up across the 35 before he's pushed backward. They're going to give him the 36-yard line, and that's where the Grounds will start the first drive of the night for the offense. Actually, they're going to spot it at the 37, so give him a return to 17 yards on the opening kickoff.
Nice job by Owen. I would love to see us kind of play around with those deep backs and see if we can't do something prior to the kick to move those guys up.
So first down and 10, Greyhounds from their own 37 as we're underway in week 4 of the Iowa high school football season. Kanye Baker under center. Gives it to Bryant. We're going to hear that a lot tonight off the right side. 40, 45. He's got the outside. 45, 40, 35, 30. One man to beat. Gets past him. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Greyhounds. 63 yards. Number 11 on the ground for Bryant Williams. And it's 6-0 right out of the chute.
Well, I guess we were kind of right on who's more physical, who has a little better team speed. Mason Farrington, the backside corner, thought he had the angle, and Bryant Williams said, I'm sorry, you do not. I'm going in for 6. What an unbelievable, beautiful start by the Greyhounds as we open up with a touchdown run by Bryant Williams.
Ryan Velasquez in to try the extra point. Snap is good. Hold by Ryan Bowman is good. Kick is good. 11:43. Miss a little, miss a lot. We're 17 seconds in. It's already 7-0. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
Discover new tastes, celebrate traditions, and make new ones at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill. Queso's features fresh ingredients and distinct spices that will tantalize your taste buds. Their menu is a delicious fusion of Tex-Mex and traditional Mexican recipes, as well as signature handcrafted margaritas, all served with a smile. Explore new flavors or enjoy the traditional Mexican dishes you already love. Dine in or carry out, there's something for everyone at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill in Burlington. Go Greyhounds!
Back here at Bracewell Stadium, Velasquez has it on the tee, and we're ready to get back underway. Bryant Williams, a 63-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage, and the Greyhounds lead 7-0. Back deep for Atomo is Abaya Salema and Ethan Renteria. Velasquez, however, is going to kick a squibber down to the 34, where it's just fallen on by one of the upbacks.
That is going to be number 86, Miles Sainer, for the Bulldogs. And I think you're going to see that. The one upside that we didn't talk with all of our surplus of pregame time is the fact that Salema and Renteria are pretty good speedsters, but they're nothing compared to Williams.
So Atomo will start this drive from its own 35-yard line, trailing 7-0. Renteria and Shark, really the only two ball carriers of note this year. Here's a handoff to the first man through, and it's not Renteria. I didn't catch the number. It's 40-something. All right, so we'll call it Michael Kane, the actor from England.
Okay, this is not a good sign here. Hopping off on one leg is Julius Harris. Not sure what's going on. The training staff's going to look at him. But there was a host of people in on the tackle. I'd love to be able to give you some names, but just great penetration by the entire defense.
Mason Farrington, the single setback behind Shark, back at his own 24. Low snap through the legs of Shark, and all Shark can do is fall on it back at the 21. And actually, that's not Shark at quarterback. That's Carson Kenny. Carson Kenny, the quarterback tonight. So on second and 13, a terrible snap from center goes right between the legs of the quarterback.
Have a timeout on the field. Back judge called for a stop of the clock.
So it'll be third down and 24, a loss of 11 yards on that play.
Julius Harris back in. Looked like something just slipped out and they put it back into place.
Kenny gets a snap from the shotgun. Another bad snap. Has to go to his left to get it. He's going to have to run for some yardage. Able to pick up yardage up to the 30-yard line. That's a 9-yard run. But it was fourth down and 24, so Atomo will have to give it right back to the Greyhounds.
Scott, the thing I've always talked about in the years that I've been in the booth with you, can we find somebody in a purple uniform to catch this punt? I think we're too deep sitting at the 30. I think we need to move up to the 40. Make them kick it to us.
Abaya Salema from his 17. A rugby-style kick, end-over-end, going to hit at the Burlington 49, taking a tumble roll out of bounds into Greyhound territory, but a flag thrown by the official on the near side. Likely an illegal formation. That's what I'm guessing.
Or some sort of procedure.
2 men in motion at the same time at the snap of the football.
Yep, and this is an opportunity where they either want to re-kick or decline.
I would guess Jim Kreckel takes it from his own 47, and he will.
Great field position. Scott, you just get the sense right now that Atomo is going, oh my, these guys are the real deal.
He's even faster than he looked like on tape.
Right, and so this is, again, we've made a great stop here. We've got really an undersized, as you look at this Atomo defense coming out, it's undersized, which is a rarity for us because we are usually ones who are undersized against our opponents.
After a 23-yard punt, Burlington first and 10 from its own 47. I formation set with Maxwell and Williams dotting the I. Kanye Baker takes two steps backward. He'll take it up the near sideline on a keeper. He's going to be pushed out of bounds around the 20-yard line. That's a pickup of 29 plus 3 equals what, John?
I don't know, 32.
32. 32-yard run for Kanye Baker.
What I love about Kanye is his ability to stop, start again, running the quarterback counter. And he kind of got clogged up with Noah Nixon and Julius Harris. He just steps back, gets outside, and uses his speed.
So the 32-yard pickup gives the ball to the Greyhounds, continues the drive, I should say. First and 10 at the Ottumwa 21. Now Bryant Williams walked toward the sidelines as if he thought a timeout was going to be called. Then he worked his way back to the end of the line of scrimmage. Now they do take a timeout. Do the Greyhounds as Gabe Robinson came in to take this snap at quarterback.
And this might be the thing that we were talking about in the pregame as well. Finding a way to give Brian a couple plays off, catch his breath, get the ball outside. And I think what they were setting up, Caden has great hands. I would love to see Bowman on the other side and just run either a double slant or run sort of fade concept, because I know Gabe's got a great arm, great poise in the pocket. He doesn't need a whole lot of time. So... It's not what they do, you know, and that's the thing. They spend so much time on this running game. You have to give up somewhere, and where they give up is in the passing game.
It was almost like Bryant was walking so slowly and really in a essentially a straight line, maybe a little bit behind the line.
Like a trick play?
Like one of those trick plays where he's going to get to the number, and then they're going to snap it, he's going to cut up and...
It's the wrong ball.
Ball. And then you hear a coach go, go, and that's where they go. So Noah Nixon, the single setback behind Gabe Robinson as the lineup offensively changes a bit. Robinson barks out the signal, sends Williams in motion left to right. He gets the handoff, trying to get the edge again. Sheds one tackler inside the 20, inside the 15. Going to be run out of bounds right around the sticks. I think they'll give him the 10-yard line, maybe even the 9. So that'll be a pickup of 11, if not 12. We'll see where they mark the football. It'll be the 9, so a 12-yard pickup for Williams. It'll be first down and goal as the Greyhounds, for the first time tonight, enter the Matt Rinker State Farm red zone.
Like the sequence of plays here, they're obviously setting up Bryant in that jet sweep, but they're going to be setting up some other things here later.
Robinson stays in at quarterback, under center. Gives it on an inside handoff to Baker. The seas part like Moses parting the Red Sea. Into the end zone goes Kanye Baker. A 9-yard touchdown run. Touchdown, Greyhounds.
There's the tweaks we're talking about. Great job of the inside counter. Kanye's such a good runner. Sees the hole, accelerates right through. Great job up front. Continue to pour it on. Pour it on, pour it on, pour it on.
Velasquez in to try a second extra point. Snap, hold, kick, good. 9:44 remaining first quarter. Burlington on top, 14-0 on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Velasquez puts it back on the tee. Greyhounds lead 14-0, just over 2 minutes into this one. Velasquez with the approach, another squib kick, going to roll inside the Ottumwa 30 before it is pulled into his breadbasket by number 35?
85. Luke Grave on the recovery for the Bulldogs there. Scott, again, continue to put your foot on the gas here in this first quarter. Don't let these Bulldogs think they have a chance tonight. It's you see we play some pretty good inspired football right now. So maybe we need to have more no school days on game days.
Usually that breaks up a routine and it has adverse effects, yes, but not right now.
Right now we're in good shape.
Burlington, 116 yards of total offense on two drives, a tumbling negative five in their first set of downs. Kenny gets the snap, turns and hands it to his tailback. He takes it off the left side up to the 30 before he's pushed back. That's going to be Mason Farrington on the carry.
That's just I'd love to be able to tell you who's there, but right now Noah Nixon seemed to be at the bottom of the pile, but Xavion Baker there. We had Caleb Zog there. Jackson Carlson come flying all the way down from the safety position. Right now, I don't think there's an answer for Ottumwa in their up front on all these guys who are just flooding in the gaps.
Pickup of two, second down and eight at the Bulldog 30. Farrington gets the delayed handoff because Kenny did not get the snap cleanly. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, nothing more, nothing less. It'll be third and eight.
The Ottumwa offensive line is really just catching our defensive surge. I mean, Xavion Baker, nice push there. Zog with a nice push, and now Deshaun Kennard in that last play, too. We're sending two extra guys in the B gap with either Nixon or Trey Maxwell. So, again, if they're going to try to throw, he's going to have to catch and snap something off pretty quick.
Kenny at quarterback. Shark now into the ball game. He'll split out wide to the left side. Two receivers to the right side for Ottumwa. Single set back to the right of Kenny. Kenny gets a snap. Rolls right, throws back left. Overshot his intended receiver. It's a forward pass.
Cascade.
He wanted to get Luke Grave on the pass, but it falls incomplete. And it'll be fourth down and eight, and Ottumwa will have to kick it away.
Caden Scheisel, again, just not worrying about trying to get the ball. He's just going to make sure that the Ottumwa receiver didn't have a chance. So, again, Scott, I'm a broken record. Move these guys up. Let's get a little excitement in the punt return game.
In to kick it away for Ottumwa is Abaya Salema. And he's going to rugby style it again. A knuckleball going to hit at the Greyhound 46. Take it a tumbler roll. And I know you'd like to see someone catch that.
And that's not the one.
That was a line drive to right center. There's no way Bryant Williams is going to make that play.
So,
and the ball
so you know
is
what
down
I do?
At the 42.
So you know what I do? I'm going to go ahead and send that 10th guy up there. And if we're, you know, let Bryant be able to be the center fielder and put a little more pressure from the front side.
John, we both use baseball metaphors in explaining football.
No way.
Yeah, I said a line drive to right center. You said I'm going to put a guy in center field.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you like that?
I've been with you too long.
I know. Melded brains.
Yeah.
First and 10 from the Greyhound 42. I formation set. Tight eye. They give it to Williams. Second man through. Just pushes it up the middle. Lost the football. Fumble. We're going to give him a gain of four before he fumbled the football. Recovered by the Greyhounds. Johnny on the spot, Julius Harris. Not only is he the king this weekend, Johnny on the spot.
It's good to be the king. I would have stayed to the outside. Bryant obviously saw something on the inside and cut back. Good job by the king to be able to get his hands back on the ball. Good first down.
And, of course, if there's a king, don't forget at halftime tonight, it is homecoming. There will
be a
queen.
We're going to get a break here. Nope. Got to some lineup.
Alex Fawcett into the lineup late for the ground. Second down and six. Kanye turns and gives it to Williams. Again, more yardage. Into the third level. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Greyhounds! 54 yards. Touchdown number 12. Number 14 overall for Bryant Williams.
He may have 200 before the half.
He's got four carries for 133 and two tutties right now.
I'm telling you, he was not touched in the first level of play. And once he gets to that second level, if you don't have a really good angle on him, you're not going to catch him. Great job up front. Fawcett, Carlo Martinez-Hale, Trey Maxwell coming down. Gunner Short, John Shulka, nice job on that right side.
Velasquez now 3-for-3 on extra points. I have a question to ask you coming out of this break. It's 21-0, 7.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Back in 1 minute on KBOR.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, it doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Back here at Bracewell Stadium in downtown Burlington, 7:24 remaining in the first quarter. Greyhounds 21, Atumwa nothing. Velasquez again, a squib kick, going to be taken and lit, actually going out of bounds. Number 9, Ryan McKinnon for Atumwa, thought about picking up the football, but he saw it was headed out of bounds. So Atumwa will get the ball at their own 40 to start things off.
Their best start.
Here's the question. Brock Schneider and I have gone back and forth several times about at what age is it too old to wear your hat backward, for example? Okay? Because he wore it backwards, put a picture on Facebook. I said, dude, you're not 15 anymore. Turn your hat around, all right? I'm old school that way. Am I too old to say tutty?
No.
Is that a young kid thing? You know, he's got two tutties.
It's emotional. And so as you're talking about hats, I thought you were talking about offensive line coach Adam Glasgow, who happens to have his hat on.
Turn it around. Yeah. You're not 15, Glass. You're in your mid-40s. Come on.
You're better than that?
You're better than that. First down and 10 for Atumwa from its own 35. Kenny back to pass. Holds it up for grabs. Picked off by Baker at the 40. 30. 20. He's got an open path to the end zone. A 40-yard interception return for a touchdown. You think it's coming back? There's a flag at the 18.
Block in the back or blind side.
Why didn't you say don't touch anybody? You always say that.
Is that the chief?
You always say that.
I'm struggling with the window.
Don't touch anybody.
It happened so fast. Maybe I want to move us back so we get more offense.
Well, I got a little stat. If the Greyhounds put it in and we're not yet halfway through this quarter, I got a stat for you.
Block in the back.
All right, block in the back. So we'll call it an interception return of 20 yards for Kanye Baker. But the block in the back will take it back to the 30-yard line for the Greyhounds to start this drive. As I said, leading 21 to nothing already. That would have been a pick six if not for the block in the back. So the Greyhounds right now having their way with Atumwa in
all phases of the game.
You know, I wonder, we talked about it, head coach Brian Godwin after the Roosevelt game last week said, we'll match up better with Burlington. I wonder if it didn't get back to the Greyhounds.
It may have, but I don't think we're playing with any – it's not like I'm pointing at you. We're playing what we do, and this is what
right,
we do.
Right, but there's a gear tonight. That was missing last week.
Yeah.
There's a gear tonight. Baker under center, first and 10 from the 30. Give to the first man through, and that first man through is going to be number 4 for the Grounds. We don't call his name much, but that's Jackson Carlson with the carry. He's got a gain of 6 down to the 24-yard line.
Yeah. Tackled by Lane Spurgeon on the play there. And again, those are the little tweaks that you need to have. I'm really dying here to see some sort of pass. I know this is totally against what Jim Krekel wants to do, but seriously. And maybe you're going to wait till if you get this next order to be able to do this, but that'd be fun to see.
Second and a short 4 or a long 3, depending if you're a pessimist or an optimist. Pitch to Williams. Williams plants his foot. Tries to turn the corner right side, gets down to the 15-yard line before he's wrapped up. And there is a flag on the far side. It would be a first down gain inside the 20, but it looks like it's going to come back.
Carlo Martinez-Hale was blocking on the edge. The defender spins out. Carlo's hanging on to his jersey just a little too long.
Would have been a 9-yard pickup for Williams. There is a Greyhound down on the field at the 14-yard line. We'll get that number to you as soon as I can see it. With my binoculars, I started using these, John. These are fabulous.
I thought they were just your reading glasses, Scott. But
I wish.
Anyway, again.
How weird would it look to have reading glasses this big on my face all the time?
Only if you had the chain that went around your neck so that you could kind of like your lanyard right now. But, you know, here's the situation. Second and 5, second and 6, whatever that was, they ran toss. Safety immediately vacates his area. He's coming down.
Alex Fawcett up under his own power and walking off.
Good to see that. Safety just vacates and says, I'm coming downhill. Corner says, you know what, I don't care. They're going to have to throw it over me. And the inside linebacker. So they really assigned three guys to get to Bryant. And Carlo's out there, and he's blocking well. The defender just trying to get out of the way and get into the play. So
the mark off back to the 32-yard line, officially an 8-yard penalty. But it does wipe out a 9-yard gain. So a difference of 17 yards in loss of field position for the Greyhounds. So it'll be second down and a 12 from the 32. Baker turns and gives it to Williams. Williams off the left side.
Jeez.
He's into the third level before I could even say third level. Into the end zone. 32-yard touchdown run. Brian Williams, say it with me. Touchdown, Greyhounds!
That was just too easy. There is no flag on the play that I see. Nope.
Five carries, 165 yards. Now three touchdowns for Williams tonight. 206 yards in the first quarter for the Greyhounds. And we're not even halfway through. 6:13 left in the quarter. Velasquez in to try his fourth extra point. Snap is good. Spot is good. They almost got to Velasquez, but he splits the uprights.
Ball bound.
Anyway,
ball
6:13 remaining in the opening 12. Burlington 28. Ottumwa nothing. I'll tell you that stat when we come back in 1 minute on KBOR.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we've built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call me, Tim Lundgren, your local Farm Bureau agent at 319-209-2020.
Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
Brian Velasquez has it back up on the tee. 6:13 left in the first quarter, and another squib kick is fourth of the night for Velasquez. Going to be falling on at the 28-yard line by one of the upbacks, Anthony Sharks. Here's my stat, John.
Okay, Scott.
The record for most points in a quarter for the Burlington Greyhounds, week six, second quarter, 1940 against the Washington Demons.
I was there. That was good.
Burlington had 33 second quarter points.
Jerry Courtney was the first year of officiating.
So, if the Greyhounds get another touchdown, they will set a new record for most points in a quarter by a Burlington offense.
There is just no answer from this Ottumwa offensive line for our three down guys. None.
Kenny gets the snap. This time it's good. He pushes it near side. I should say pitches it near side. Going to be taken by Mason Farrington. And he can't quite get around the corner. He gets the edge, but not much more. They're going to get him the 29-yard line, a gain of two on first down.
Tavares Kennard and Trey Maxwell. Tavares just said, you know what? I'm not going to worry about you as receiver. I'm just going to set the edge. And Maxwell was able to finish up. And they thought that was a good they're like, hey, this could be a play for us. I mean, this is their best distance, best yardage of any of their plays.
2-yard pickup. They did have a 9-yard pickup by Kenny on third down and 24.
Fumble,
it was kind of a prevent defense for Burlington. Second down and 8 from the 29. Here's an inside counter give to the fullback who tries to bring it around the left side. That's Cooper Derby on the carry. And he's got yardage out to about the 35, maybe the 36.
Anthony Morrison coming from backside along with Kobe Bryant on the tackle floor.
Kobe Wilden.
Kobe Bryant Wilden. Kobe. Change your name, Kobe. Change your name. Kobe, I'm sorry. Nice tackle.
Give him the 36, a gain of 7, so it'll be third down and 1.
I'm going back to Cameron.
Okay. That'd be easier.
Yes, it would be. Yeah. But Kobe he likes Bryant. Kobe.
Bryant. Wild in, it's so similar. Third and a long one for Atumwa. They send Shark in motion left to right. Now he comes under center. And then it's a little trickeration for Atumwa. And now, is it a delay? I know the back judge threw the laundry, and it is delay of game on Atumwa. So instead of third and a long one, it'll be third and a long six.
I just have this feeling that in the box to our left and on the field, they're going through the playbook going, okay, we've got to find something that will help us, you know, and we've got to, and so I know, let's just run around and then put Tanner under center.
Well, they had a three-man front facing Shark, and I thought, well, if you get a quick snap, maybe you catch Harris by surprise, you can get that three-plus feet, but he decided to bark out a couple signals that took too much time.
Well, the only play that's worked in the sophomore game and in this game has been the counter, so don't be surprised if you see the counter again.
Kenny on third and a long six turns and gives it to Farrington, who gets back to the 30. So actually, that wasn't back to the 30. It's a line of scrimmage. So back to the 30 and that he got back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. It'll be fourth down and long and a tumble, I would guess. As they bring in the punt team, we'll have to kick it away.
Morrison and Harris on the stop for the Greyhounds. Please move up.
So Williams and Wilden, not Bryant, back at their own 35. Kick is away by Salema, and it hits and takes a Burlington roll.
Good checkup.
Hits at the 40. Nice pitch if he was on the green.
He's on the downside slope of the hill. He gets the putt upfield.
So it comes to rest at the Greyhound 42. The Greyhounds first down and 10 on their fifth drive of the night now, leading 28 to nothing. Touchdown runs of 63, 9, 54, and 32 yards. So this 58 yards away is kind of the sweet spot for tonight's offense.
Alex Fawcett back in the game for the Greyhounds. Nothing serious on the injury a couple plays before.
Tie-dye formation on first down and 10 from the 42. 3:58 remaining in the first quarter. Baker going
to
throw it on first down.
Get
throws right side. He's got a man at the Atumwa 40. And falling down trying to make the catch was Fawcett. Couldn't quite come up with it. And it falls incomplete. No, they shizzle. I'll tell you, even with the binoculars, these numbers are tough to see if they're not staring right at you. So shizzle the intended receiver. And it's second and 10.
Two things there. Really nice setup and really nice release by Kanye. Obviously got to work on where to direct that. Good call on first down.
Second and 10 from the 42. Kanye going to throw it again. Wanted the screen pass to Williams. Instead, he'll keep it and come back near side. Midfield into Atumwa territory and going to be brought down at the 45-yard line after a gain of 13 yards and a first down.
Shades of Brett Favre. Gunslinger one hand. I'm going to toss it. No, I'm going to look, and then I'm going to come back.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm a Bears fan. You ever bring up Brett Favre's name again,
okay,
I'm walking out of this booth.
A la Bobby Douglas or Vince Evans.
Terrible quarterback, but you see a ton of highlight videos of him tucking it and running. I'll take Vince Evans. I loved Vince Evans as a kid.
Okay.
Especially when he was on the blitz.
Yeah.
USFL. First down and 10 from the Atumwa 45. Baker under center. Squats. Turns. He's going to throw it again. Baker across the middle. Throws an interception. Picked off at the 27. Coming back the other direction. That's going to be Shark. Shark gets into Burlington territory at about the 48-yard line. And that was either a misread by Baker, just a terrible underthrow because nobody was in that vicinity except for Shark.
Underthrown. They had Alex Fawcett running the skinny post on the backside. And he saw him and he was really by himself. And if he would have put a little more air on it, talk about arcs. We talk about it like a fastball. It's an A arc, a little bit more of a bloop. Your B arc, he needed that big overarching C arc. But, you know, continue with that. We need to continue that. We're in a situation. If you want to get to 35, go ahead. Next series, go ahead. And, you know, because it gives them a little bit of life. But go ahead and get some points on it and then come back to it.
First down at 10, Bulldogs from the Greyhound 48-yard line. Here's a snap, high snap taken by Kenny, who just tried to keep her off the left side. He got blown up at the line of scrimmage, a loss of one to the 49.
Carlo Martinez-Hale, who hasn't had a block in a game, hasn't had a big hit, decided he had to make himself known. That was amazing.
Julius Harris, rather, comes off the field again, not able to put much weight on his right knee. Was that the knee that he hurt last year?
Yeah. So big opportunity for Xavier here to get some good reps. you know, a situation, you're still in the lead. Good time to keep Julius out for a bit.
Second and 11 from the ground, 49. Handoff right up the middle to Ethan Renteria, and Renteria gets one. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage at the 48. It'll be third down and 10.
Just like we called, Xavier on the stop for the Greyhounds, along with, who is that? Yeah, that's Caleb Zog coming in there. And that is Deshaun Kennard on the far side end. So even though we have two of our backups in, they're playing pretty well here. Important here, if someone throws the ball, it's important that Deshaun Kennard stays outside leverage so that Kenny can't get outside of this.
So third down and 10 from the 48-yard line. Quick screen pass left side, and they're going to say it hit the turf before it was caught by Shark. Shark acted like he got his hands underneath the football, but he actually did not. Incompletion will make it fourth and 10 with a 1:42 remaining in the quarter.
Nice shot by Carlo Martinez Hale to get his Hale to get his hand in there.
Hail to the Greyhound.
Right there, right there. Good, got a single man back. A little more pressure.
This time it's going to be an angled punt toward the far sideline. Nice punt by Salema as it hits at about the 19 and bounces out of bounds immediately thereafter. They're actually going to mark it at the 20. So it'll be first and 10 for the Greyhounds from their own 20-yard line with a minute 30. So I really want them to get that 35th point, even 34.
I think it's going to happen.
No, Julius, in the final 97 seconds of this quarter. I want a record.
I think it's going to happen. Julius Harris back in. Something going on with that knee. I don't know if he's getting a ding right on the kneecap or whatever, but he's back running normal. So he just may be getting some shots and something. Hard to tell, but got our first unit back in on offense.
First and 10 from the 20. Kanye Baker under center. Sends a man in motion right to left. Going to give it on a sweep near side. And that's going to be Kobe Wilden, and a flag late comes in away from where the play ended.
Might have been Julius coming from behind with a block in the back, trying to make sure that Kobe doesn't get knocked on us, but it is a spot foul.
So take a nice gain of 7 off the board. Block in the back it will be. Spot foul. They'll walk it back from the 27. So they'll take it back to the 17-yard line. Officially a 3-yard penalty, but a 10-yard difference in field position.
Gabe Robinson still in the game at the quarterback spot here for the Greyhounds.
So first down now and 13 to go for the Greyhounds. Robinson at quarterback. Maxwell the single setback behind him. Sends Wilden in motion, left to right. Inside handoff to Baker on the counter. Baker gets back to the 20, cuts it near side, 25. Shoestring tackle out of bounds. Where are they going to spot it? At the 29, a gain of 12. It'll be second and 1.
Great job. He had a little stop action on the counter. But, again, does such a nice job of stopping and starting and just leaving guys in their wake. And an excellent first down pickup to give you a lot of options in the playbook here on second and short.
So Noah Nixon, the fullback, right behind Kanye Baker, is back in at quarterback. Bryant Williams, the deep back, dotting the I in the I formation. Give to Williams. Gets to the 30, gets a couple of more. First down chain mover, a nice powerful run off the left side. They're going to give him the 33, a gain of 4.
Gail Batris. Hunting him down on the tackle. And, again, I think that's the guy that they're trying to use to spy on him. And I'm not really sure. No, I'm sorry, that's number 63, who we don't have a name for. So that's the lowest yards from scrimmage tonight for Bryant.
Final minute of the first quarter. I formation once again. Turn and hand it to Williams. Williams off the left side, 35-40. And he's kind of brought down by a big left hand, brought him down
that.
By his jersey. And that's a gain of 11. They'll move the chains again at the 44. 7 carries, 180 in the first quarter for Bryant Williams. Probably the final play of the opening 12 minutes coming up right here. So unless There's a big one. A new record will not be established.
I'm still saying it could happen. Yeah. Interesting, Mason Farrington just rolled over and kicked Jackson Carlson right in front of the referee, and the referee said nothing.
So first down at 10 from the Greyhound 44-yard line. Baker going to throw it. Looking right. Throws right. Overshot Maxwell. Incomplete. It'll be second and 10.
I just, with that, I think there are too many receivers in the area for Kanye to look at. Give them one look, and if it's not there, let them take off. They had Jackson, or who is that? They had Alex deep on the corner route, and then they just flooding it. That's all they're doing, just running an out with the wing back and then letting Bryant run out onto the flat. So it's just, it might be just too many people for him to look at.
So second down and 10 from the 44, 7 seconds remaining in the quarter. Let's set a record. Gabe Robinson back in at quarterback, sends Ryan Bowman in motion left to right. Give to Williams. Wanted to come left, reverse field, got across the 45 to the 46, and that'll do it for the first quarter. But the Greyhounds put four into the end zone. It's 28-0. Greyhounds on top as we go to quarter number two. You're listening to Burlington Greyhound Football on KBUR. Back in 1 minute.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we've built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call me, Tim Lundgren, your local Farm Bureau agent at 319-209-2020.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders, now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes, served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Well, we didn't get the record, John, but tied for the third most points by a Burlington team in a quarter. 28-0 as we go to the second quarter. Third down and 8 for the Greyhounds, their longest, maybe even their first third down of the night. Play action fake. Robinson to throw. Rolling right. Wanted to come back. Had Bowman open at about the 46 of Atumwa, but he threw it into the hands of one of the on-rushing two Atumwa linemen, and the Greyhounds will probably kick it away on 4th and 8.
Lane Spurgeon on the knockdown for the Bulldogs, and you are right. In comes Carlo Martinez-Hale and the rest of the punt unit. Get a chance to pin the Bulldogs deep in their own territory.
Greyhounds had 248 yards of offense in the first quarter, all on the ground. 0 for 5 through the air are Burlington's quarterbacks right now.
Phil Phillips, not remembering he's on the punt team, causes Coach Greckle to have to call a timeout before they run out of time. And, of course, not having the punt all night makes that a little bit unique.
So the Greyhounds, 248 yards of offense in the first quarter. Whatever 248 divided by 16 is, that's how many yards they average. So a good 15, 16 yards per play from scrimmage in the first quarter. That's a pretty impressive performance.
Yeah, and you know, there might be some people watching or even in the stands who might be upset at the fact that why aren't we just doing what we normally do and just pound on them? Well, again, if we're really truly thinking about playoffs and if we're trying to get deep, we've got to do some other things because we're pretty confident about what we can do with Bryant.
Ryan McKinnon back at his own 10, ready to receive the punt from Carlo Martinez-Hale after the timeout. And I'm not entirely sure what's
snap,
going on.
It's snap miscommunication. Whoever the long snapper was.
Procedure violation against the Greyhounds.
I think it's now John Shulka who's snapping, giving JPH a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I was looking down at McKinnon's name and completely missed that play.
And it just snap counter, and we had our left side just taken off too early.
Martinez-Hale from his own 30 steps up, gets it away, Nice kick. Going to hit it about the Ottumwa 27. Take a roll for Burlington out of bounds. They will spot it at the 25-yard line. So that's where Ottumwa will start this drive, trailing 28-0, just 12 seconds into the second quarter. Don't forget, at halftime, during the Case Spine Community Credit Union halftime show, we'll tell you where we'll actually carry live the announcement of the 2021 Burlington High School homecoming queen.
Any guesses?
You know, I don't know the candidates well enough, you know, and I really hate to do that. I hate to say, yes, one girl over another is going to be voted. I just think it should take care of itself. I am a politically correct man, if nothing else.
That was a very safe answer.
Thank you.
Extremely safe. But I am exactly like you. I don't know the girls well enough to say.
First down and 10 from the 25. Carson Kenny still in at quarterback for Ottumwa. Turns and hands it to Ethan Renteria right up the gut, and a nice little pickup on first down of just over 10 yards. They will move the chains for Renteria. His second carry, now 11 yards.
Wildland coming down from a safety spot to get the tackle along with some help from Scheisel. And they're kind of getting some sense of themselves now up front offensively. They're letting the Greyhounds go ahead and penetrate into the gap. And then Renteria, who I know is pretty heady, kind of is patient and lets that lane develop and then accelerates through there.
Miles Sainer goes wide to the right side. Shark in the slot that way. Now he comes across the field in motion right to left. Turn and a handoff to Renteria again. Sheds one blocker and one tackler about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Trey Maxwell almost had him. Instead, Renteria up across the 40 to the 41 for a gain of 6.
Deshaun Kennard's lined down from his end position along with Wild. And again, on a tackle, you cannot have your safety lead your team in tackles. Let your linebackers do it. If your safeties and your corners are leading the league or leading the team in tackles, you've got some problems in that linebacking core. So Phil Phillips steps in, so you get some reps here.
Second down and 4 from the 41. Kenny barking out signals. Again, turns and gives it to Renteria. This time right up the gut. He's got another first down up to the 45, a gain of 4, but enough to move the chains.
Now, while we're comfortable in the lead, you kind of feel a little bit of the air changing, don't you, Scott? That thing when we talked about, if you're on their neck, you got to kind of step down a little bit. So, and I know we've got some guys repping that haven't repped normally before. And while that's good to get some rest, we've got to find a way to get a stop and get the ball back. They were too deep for us to have them flip the field like this.
So first down and 10, ball resting just outside the 45 of Ottumwa. Kenny gets the snap. Again, Renteria lost the football. Ball on the ground. Who's got it? Who's got it? No, I take that. I thought the ball was on the ground. He just bounced off of a tackler like a pinball, and he just got to full speed pretty quickly. I thought the ball was on the ground. He was going after it. No, just a gain of 3.
Phil Phillips came in and just blew that up, and if he just would have been able to hang on, Renteria doesn't spin out, and we have a play for no gain, but to Renteria's credit, he's able to spin out of there and get a couple extra yards.
Completely flummoxed me. Sorry about the missed call, John. Second and 7, Renteria again, right up the gut again. This time it's only a 2-yard pickup to midfield. It'll be third down and 5, a little extracurricular activity going on away from the play as Miles Sainer and Tavares Kennard decided to get into it and almost drew flags but did not. And there's a bulldog on the field. That is number 61, John.
Yeah, I think that is. I think it's Gale Batris. Kind of writhing with pain on his right knee. And that's the second chippy play that I've seen tonight. And the first one was with Jackson Carlson and Mason Farrington over about on the other side of the 30. So
we've talked about it. There's not a ton of love lost between these two programs, no. Whether it's football, basketball, or dating all the way back to when I played baseball. You know, we had a brawl my junior year that cost each team 6 games of their season because the state frowns on that stuff. I don't know why.
Something about good sportsmanship.
It brought us national notoriety. I mean.
And that's what you want to be known for.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Made the USA Today. Why not us?
Hey, you know if you're going to, what they say, any publicity is good publicity,
yeah.
Even if it's bad.
That's what I always say.
So, Beatrice walking gingerly on the knee that is heavily wrapped, so you don't know if that's a re-injury to his right knee or if it's been something that he's just been battling all along. So, you have filling his place, number 60, a player we do not have a name for.
Chips to the left side for Atumwa on third down and five. Carson Kenny gets the snap. He's going to roll right. Rolls right. Gets a block from Renneria. Throws it up for grabs. Wanted Sainer, but was knocked down on the far side, I think, by Tavares Kennard.
Yep, Tavares there on him and Kanye on the defensive side look exactly alike because of the fact that they have the white gloves on their hands. Nice job of trying to go high point with that and bringing up a fourth down.
First pass attempt of the night for Atumwa falls incomplete.
Well, it'd be the second because Kanye had the interception.
Hey, good call.
Yeah.
Kanye had a – no. Oh, yeah, he had a pick, but it was called back. The pick six was called back. There you go.
Interesting enough, Atumwa lined up to go for it.
Kenny.
Don't jump.
Barking out, trying to get somebody to jump in purple. Actually, that was Shark barking out signals. Kenny was playing the tailback position. Again, I was looking down. They must have run Shark in motion, and he came up under center.
Tanner, Shark on the run, run, run.
Tanner, Shark in motion, motion. Tanner, Tanner, Shark.
And you know what? Not a bad play to get to
know his parents' names so we can call them out, too. You know, Jumbo, Shark, you know, or whatever.
So this is not really the worst of things. Pull back, so come on, Renteria. Oh, Salema.
Salema with the punt.
Nice kick.
Coming near side. Going to hit out of bounds. We'll see what the angle was. It hit out of bounds at about the 25, but the near side official puts his hand in the air, and I'm going to look at the referee who points and says, "You will go no farther at the 28.
No farther.
Did I tell you I was last year years old when I realized that's how they mark those? I thought it was simply the judge on the side.
Just making the decision.
I just thought he saw it. He goes, okay, this is where it is. I didn't know there was any communication between him and the white hat. But the white hat has his hand in the air and then goes, "You shall proceed no farther."
All right. Gabe Robinson back in at quarterback.
Trying to get me refocused.
I did not. I want to get another touchdown.
All right. 28-0. Greyhounds on top. 8.5 remaining second quarter. Williams off the right side. On first down, gets the 30, sheds a tackler, gets the 40, and he's got enough yardage for a first down. That's a 12, if not 13, maybe 14-yard gain for Bryant Williams.
John Harden in number 70, whoever he belongs to, on the tackle for the Bulldogs. Those are the things that college recruiters like to see. Those are really tough yards. He could have easily stepped out, saved it for another day, but nice job by Brian, and really a great hold. Again, not touched until he's about 7 yards deep.
12-yard pickup for Williams on first down. Check that, 14-yard pickup. First down at 10 from the 42. Williams again off the right side again. 45, 50, 45. Stutter step at the 45. Sheds a tackler, spins out of another tackler, and he gets all the way into Bulldog territory at the 46. That's 36. 8 plus 14 is what?
22,
and he's got 218 yards.
I feel like Ralph White. 22, 18, 14, 22.
They give him the 36. It was 14 plus, yeah.
Again, some really tough yards at the end, but my goodness. Jackson Carlson is 8 yards deep before he has to engage in blocking anybody. And they're going to stay in this heavy formation. I think they're going to march it all the way down here like that.
Robinson barking out the signals. Going to turn an inside counter to Carlson. Carlson off the left side. He's got the 30. He's got a first down and dives inside the 25 to the 23. A pickup of 13 for Jackson Carlson.
Nice twist in there. Everybody's got their eyes on Bryant. Too bad he has his father's speed and gets brought down by the Bulldog. Pete, I'm just kidding. I've seen you play. I've seen you run. You got skill. So, you know, it's fun to be able to call a game when you're comfortably up like this instead of nail-biting stuff.
It's like I said, we have many times in our 6 or 7 years together been on the Atumwa side of things. So first down and 10 from the 24. Here's a pitch player on the right side. Once again, that's Williams. Bryant likes to run right tonight, and he gets down to the 17-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 7, and the Greyhounds have entered the Matt Rinker State Farm red zone once again.
Cooper Derby on the tackle for the Bulldogs. I don't know if it was a tackle. I just think he got in the way, and Bryant just kind of ran over him, and the pile fell. So I got, and we're not trying to, this is not to demean Ottumwa. It is just that we are playing that well.
So second down and 3 from the 17-yard line. Pitch to Williams again. He wants to throw it. Now he's going to keep it in reverse field, and he cuts right back into the pursuit, able to dive forward down to about the 13-yard line. Enough for a first down after a pickup of 4 for the tough running Ryan Williams.
That was a Perryman throwback pass. Gabe Robinson was leaking out on the other side of the field, and there was a thought he was going to plant his foot and throw, but he saw a lane and he took off after it. So, and they have yet to break from this heavy right formation, Scott, this entire time. Had one counter, the rest of it has been all on the right side.
And there is a pause in the action as they're going to bring the chains out from the opposite side. So they're going to measure here. Ball resting just outside the 13-yard line. Let's set things up for you while we've got a break in the action. Bryant Williams on the first play from scrimmage took it to the house from 63 yards. Kanye Baker scored on a 9-yard run. Then Williams had a second and third touchdown run of 54 and 32 in the first 5 minutes and 47 seconds of the first quarter to get us to 28-0.
Yeah, and here it is. Here's your chance to get yourself to a running clock in the second half. And wouldn't that be nice for the Greyhounds?
6:45 remaining in the first half. Ball resting between the 13 and the 14, so we'll call it the 13-yard line. Williams, a single setback behind Baker. Wing back to the left side is Alex Fawcett. Double tight formation for the Greyhounds. Now they're going to run left with Williams, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Not much more, no gain on that one. And the officials let it go long enough where two white shirts definitely threw Williams to the ground with some authority. I thought that should have been blown dead a little bit sooner than it was, but Williams gets right back up, no harm done.
Derby kind of had the giant suplex thrown on him at the end of the play. And then along to help was Lane Spurgeon for the Bulldogs. So
I actually give him a yard on that play, so it'll be second and 9 from the 12. Baker under center again. Williams still the single setback. Baker going to keep it. Thought about pitching it to Williams. Sold the pitch well enough that some room opened up on the left side. He just tucked it, and he ran down to the 5 for a gain of 7. So Baker up to 73 yards. It'll be third down and a long 2 upcoming for the Greyhounds.
Scott, who do you think will get the ball?
I think it's Bryant off the right side, wide side of the field. He's taken it to the house. No, it's going to be Baker just pushing the pile forward, and he works it down inside the 5, down to the 2. Gain of 4 on the play, and it'll be first and goal from the 2. Clock running at 5 minutes and 14 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Jackson Carlson coming into the ball game. Bringing the play in from the sidelines. Leaving the game will be Alex Fawcett.
Ball at the 2-yard line, where it's first and goal.
So Williams now in the I formation with Maxwell in front of him. It'll be a tight eye. Double tight, single wing back to the right side.
Oh,
the
John.
Right guard jumped.
Oh, John Shulka. Oh. Hate to see that happen.
Illegal procedure. I'll take it back to the 7. It's all right. Longer touchdown run for whoever gets it. Going to go ahead and give Sam back in the studio a little bit of a heads up. We're going to take an extended break. Usually we take 5. Let's go ahead and set it up for 8 minutes at the beginning of halftime since we've got the Queen ceremony, and it'll give us more time. It'll be an extended halftime tonight. Give us more time to track down some scores on Twitter from around the area.
Scott, your first update here. Oskaloosa 28-0 over Keokuk at the end of the half.
First and goal from the 7. Baker with the keeper. Goes right up the middle. Parted once again. He was untouched into the end zone. That's a understated, not clipping, touchdown Greyhounds. Second one of the night for Kanye Baker, and it's 34-0.
All right, no missing the extra point, Brian. Get in there.
Baker now 7 carries, 84 yards, 2 touchdowns. Greyhounds averaging, let's see here, 22 carries, 333 yards. We'll tell you in a second. Velasquez is in to try the extra point to make it 35. Low snap, but Bowman got it. Got it down for Velasquez and straight through. 4:28 remaining, quarter number 2, Burlington 35. Otemo nothing, back in 1 minute on KBOR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Back here at Brexwell Stadium, 4:28 remaining in the half. And if it stays this way, Burlington will have the running clock to begin the second half, which would help things out. It's already 9:30. Extended halftime will take us up to 10 o'clock before it even starts the second half.
Scott, we're going to be getting home later from home games than we are away games.
It's all right. I'd rather drive 5 minutes home than an hour and a half. I'll take it.
Oh,
next week is 2.5 hours.
So you don't like my company on the road?
I do. I don't like driving at this time of night that far. Velasquez with the approach, another squibber.
Stand by.
Rolls,
stand
rolls,
by.
Rolls down to the 32-yard line where Sainer was able to slide and like a guy slide into second base and cradle the football and give the Bulldogs the ball at their own 32.
What do you do right now if you're the Bulldogs?
You have 4.5 minutes to try and quote-unquote run out the clock. I think you still have to play offense, try and do something.
Greyhounds with 2 timeouts have the opportunity to stop the clock to try to get the ball back to get some more points as well. And, Scott, I would not be opposed to that.
It is weird being on this side of the ethical and moral dilemma of do you, quote-unquote, continue to pour it on?
You know what, Scott? It's not pouring it on. We're running inside the tackles. If we were running, you know, trickery, yeah, it'd be a whole different deal.
Flag on the play before it can get started. Kenny got the snap, and somebody must have jumped a split second too early. It will be an illegal procedure. That'll take the football back to the 27-yard line where it'll be first and 15.
And now I can grouse about things like if you have a roster, you should tell us if you have jersey number changes or if you're adding people like number 63, the left tackle for the Otemo Bulldogs. I would love to let his family know that he's in the ball game, but we don't have a name for him.
Not even on the JV roster.
Number 60. Number 50. Oh, John Harden. Sorry, the Hardens. Your son is mentioned. But
so first down and 15 from the 27-yard line. Kenny gets a snap, turns and hands it to Renteria, where he's hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped fairly quickly. Got a yard to the 28.
Martinez Hale is just sliding in from the outside linebacker spot and just he is unaccounted for, and he has just punished every Otemo runner who's gone in.
So Otemo in no real hurry, looking like they just would like to get this half over with. Greyhounds on top, 35-0. If you're just joining us, Bryant Williams, 3 touchdown runs. Kanye Baker, 2. Grounds have run for 333 yards in the opening quarter plus. Here's another give to Renteria, and that time Renteria got to the hole fairly tentatively. Didn't really hit it that hard.
Why would you? You got Noah Nixon and Gabe Robinson now just on laser warp speed coming into a hole that there's nobody to block for you. I would wince just a tad bit too, knowing that I am probably going to get pummeled.
No gain on the play. You would wince?
Not me like personally.
Okay.
Well, but if I were that guy, if I were that guy,
sure.
I'd run people over.
Yeah.
I'd zonk them.
So would I. I'd run you over. I'll prove it after the game. Third and 14 from the 28. Kenny going to roll right. Escapes the pocket. Lobs it up. Caught by Shark. Not by Shark.
We're going to have offsetting penalties.
But there's also a flag behind the play where it was probably a hold. Now, Shark is emerging from whatever the kerfuffle is on the far side.
I'm gonna tell you, Scott, you missed it. Kobe Wildman just launched himself. And he was already on the sideline. So he's going to argue his case. This is a situation where he may be ejected. What do you got me for? You got me for something?
No, I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
I can't believe I haven't gotten a text already.
Oh, okay.
So, let's just say I inadvertently replaced the K in Shark.
Okay.
So, I think this is going to be an offsetting penalty. There's a penalty flag all the way back at the 21 on a play that ended at the 44.
That's a holding back there.
Right. Is that post-play or end of play?
This would be end of the play. He wasn't out of bounds. He was on his way.
So I think this should be offsetting.
And my concern is even though it's offsetting, if it's a targeting or spearing, Kobe's night is over. So Coach Krekel out at the 30 here, trying to talk to the officiating crew to see what happens. And I'm sure the coach is in the press box.
Holding Atumwa.
Holding indication against Atumwa.
Dead ball, so they're calling it after the play, personal foul on Burlington. So do you enforce both? You enforce the holding, which they did, and now they're going to enforce the personal foul on Burlington. So when it's all said and done, don't worry about the yardage that Shark was able to get. It's a one-yard
gain,
change of possession, a gain. Or no, I take that back. Not a 1 yard. It was 14 to go. Now it's 9 to go. It was a net of plus 5 for a tump. So third down now and 9 after the dual penalties, one on each side. Little screen pass left side. Kenny has it to Mason Farrington, who's got a first down up to the 44-yard line. So an 11-yard completion moves the chains, make it a 12-yarder. Up to the 45, a chain mover.
Yeah, nice
from
little rub
Kenny
route
to Farrington.
Nice little rub route. It had max protection on that two-man route, and Farrington was able to get a little bit of help from, I believe, Luke Grave as he was kind of running a slow drag and kind of got Robinson caught up in the mix here.
80 seconds remaining in the first half. Grounds by 35, but Atumwa trying to put something on the scoreboard before halftime. Here's a give to Shark. And Shark is hit behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of 3.
Guy's name we haven't called all night, Trent Huffman.
Farrington with the carry.
Trent Huffman on the tackle coming in from the backside pursuit. Good to see him get in the mix here. Got, you know, we're running our two deeps here. We got Deshaun Kennard at the right end. We've got LeBron Applegate here at the nose, and they've kept Caleb Zog, a consistent far side defensive end, in.
Kenny in the shotgun on second down and 13 from the 42. High snap, pulls it down, pressured by Martinez Hale, flushed into the arms of a charging and awaiting. Is that Trey Maxwell?
Nope, that's Deshaun Kennard.
Oh, that's Deshaun Kennard.
First sack of his high school career.
And a 7-yard sack it is. It'll be third down and 20. That may be the last play of the half.
Welcome to varsity football, Deshaun Kennard. Got a lot of help from Carlo Martinez Hale, who was putting pressure in on the outside. Kenny steps up, and Kennard there to make the finish.
I got a text.
So it did work
hilarious
out.
Hilarious is what people say. Ah, third down and 19.
It's nice to know people are listening.
And that'll do it for the final 60 seconds of the half. What a half it was. We talked in the pregame and my intro about what a first 3 weeks it was. Call it 3.5 weeks as the Greyhounds score 5 times in the opening 24 minutes. And they'll go into the locker room leading Ottumwa by the score of 35-0. And after the extended homecoming halftime, we will have a running clock at least to start the third quarter. 35-0. We're going to try and find some scores. We'll be back in due time for the Casebine Community Credit Union halftime show and tonight's announcement of the 2021 Burlington High School Homecoming Queen. All that and more coming up in about 8 minutes right here on KBUR.
You ready?
Life can get expensive. Casebine's got a loan for it. A new couch?
Casebine has a loan for that.
New windows?
Casebine's got a loan for that.
A tropical vacation?
Casebine definitely has a loan for that.
The finishing touches for a new basement man cave?
Casebine's got a loan for that too. No matter what you're looking for, Casebine probably has a loan for it. Apply now in person or online at casebine.com. Casebine, it's where you belong.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
A tragic mistake. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. That's what CENTCOM Commander General Kenneth McKenzie is calling last month's drone strike in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians. He says information leading up to the strike led commanders to believe they were targeting a member of an ISIS offshoot group.
We knew from the very beginning there was a possibility of civilian casualties. I think we still thought we had good reason to have taken that strike, and it took us gathering the facts to change that.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a statement expressed his condolences and asked for a thorough review of the incident. The border crossing at Del Rio, Texas is shut down temporarily, and migrants that are there being rerouted to Eagle Pass 57 miles east as massive amounts of people have gathered at Del Rio.
Border Patrol is completely overwhelmed on what's going on at the border. The Border Patrol has not had sufficient personnel to be able to respond.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, those that have set up makeshift camps near the crossing include thousands of Haitians. A Biden administration official tells AP they will be sent back to Haiti on flights starting Sunday. The family of Robert Durst's missing wife, Kathy, is calling on New York prosecutors to charge him with her murder after a jury in Los Angeles earlier tonight found Durst guilty of murdering his friend Susan Berman in 2000. She was shot point blank in the head as she was preparing to tell authority she helped cover up Durst's wife's disappearance. Robert Durst could get life in prison for Berman's murder. An FDA advisory panel has rejected the plan to give Pfizer COVID booster shots to most Americans, but has endorsed the extra doses for people 65 and older or run a high risk of severe illness. This comes as the Biden administration was prepared to roll out booster shots as soon as next week. America is listening to Fox News.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
He raids your fridge.
Yada brada!
Borrows your car without asking.
Scratches? What scratches?
He's your brother-in-law.
I'll pay you back.
He takes what's yours, and there's nothing you can do. But when identity thieves want to take what's yours, you can do something. LifeLock by Norton monitors your info and alerts you to potential threats. If you become a victim, they can help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com using promo code...
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
This evening, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 60. Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 63. Sunday, sunny with a high reaching 88 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear, a low of 67. Monday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 87. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 74.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa. At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At Reinschmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Reinschmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Discover new tastes, celebrate traditions, and make new ones at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill. Queso's features fresh ingredients and distinct spices that will tantalize your taste buds. Their menu is a delicious fusion of Tex-Mex and traditional Mexican recipes, as well as signature handcrafted margaritas, all served with a smile. Explore new flavors or enjoy the traditional Mexican dishes you already love. Dine in or carry out, there's something for everyone at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill in Burlington. Go Greyhounds!
This year has changed the way we all live our lives. But one thing that will not change are the great relationships with your hometown bank. I'm Connor Holzen, your real estate loan officer with Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, you can count on us to assist you with all your home buying needs. At the Danville State Savings Bank, when you're ready, so are we. Just give me a call. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
Back here at Merrill A. Miller Family Field at Bracewell Stadium, and John and I have spent the last few minutes trying to track down any scores we can. So here's what we have so far: a couple of finals, several partials, and no reports that we can find on 5 others. So we'll start in Class 4A, where the big matchup was in Cedar Rapids, where North Scott took on the Xavier Knights, and the Lanchers come out on top by the score of 20-8. A good road win right there for the top or number two ranked and defending state champion North Scott Lancers. Clinton going to win for the first time in 25 tries, leading Maquoketa in the fourth by the score of 21-0. So Clinton
don't
have,
say it until it's over.
They will have a winning streak, it would appear, coming into next week's game as they play host to Burlington in the district opener for both. Washington, the Demons, a surprising score at home tonight, leading Fort Madison in the third quarter by the score of 13-10. A final from Wayland, where the Waco Warriors knock off Iowa Valley by the score of 42-6. New London on the road at English Valleys tonight, trailing in the fourth quarter by the score of 33-26. West Branch knocked off Loiza Muscatine at home as the Bears win 51-6. Mediapolis on the road tonight at number 3-ranked Iowa City Regina, and the Regals are leading the Bulldogs 27-0 in the fourth quarter. Carter Lovelden, they knock off Central Delaware Lion by the score of 28-10 tonight. Pleasantville shut out on the road at Sigourney Kyoto, where the Savage Cobras prevail by the score of 42-0. Another whitewash as Central League goes on the road to Williamsburg. We knew this was going to be a tough one. Williamsburg, a solid program year in and year out. They knock off the Hawks by the score of 55-0. Oskaloosa at halftime in Keokuk, leading the Chiefs 28-0. And in the fourth quarter in Fairfield, the Trojans lead Knoxville by the score of 28-7. No scores, with Liberty playing host to Clear Creek Amana. West Burlington Notre Dame, if anybody's out there at the Falcons game on the other side of town, no score, them playing host to Mount Pleasant. Columbus on the road at Lisbon, nothing we could find. Wampolo is at Pekin tonight. And then Van Buren on the road at Pella Christian. Those five scores, we don't have any leads on.
So we'd love to hear from you if you're there, or if you know the score, give us a text or a tweet. We'd love to get everybody updated on those scores. Right here at the middle of homecoming celebrations, as the Queens are being introduced after the band played extremely well. During that, of course, Derek Murphy and his squad always do a fine job here on homecoming night. So now it's just down to our last candidate.
Final candidate, and while she's walking across the field, we'll give you those first half stats. First for Atumwa, 19 carries, 23 yards in the first half. Ethan Renteria led the way with 8 carries, 27 yards. Nobody else more than 7 for Atumwa. 1 for 3 through the air is Carson Kenny. That one, a 12-yard completion to Mason Farrington. 35 total yards in the first half against this stout Burlington defense. For the Greyhounds, well, offensively, everything on the ground. 22 carries, 333 yards, 5 touchdowns leading the way. As you might expect, Bryant Williams, 13 carries, 230 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Kanye Baker, 7 carries, 84 yards, and a pair of touchdowns. Jackson Carlson making his first appearance in the backfield this year, 2 carries, 19 yards. As a team, the Greyhounds are averaging 15.1 yards per carry.
You know, that's a first down on every carry, Scott.
Pretty impressive,
yeah.
I would say. Yeah.
Good offensive program they have there.
And when you outgain a team by 298 yards, that kind of indicates a solid lead.
The matchup is not what people would have thought, or at least some people would have thought.
So our final Queen candidate, I believe that's Emma Coffin, has made her way across the field. The
you
other
are
four
correct.
Are waiting at the 45-yard line, and we will turn the volume up so you can hear the announcement of this year's homecoming Queen.
And now, your 2021 homecoming queen is Miss Jasmine Ellison.
Congratulations, Jasmine Allison, your 2021 homecoming queen at Burlington High School.
Certainly took her by surprise. They were trying to get all the hands held in the moments before, but it came out too quick, and as they're trying to take the candidate tiara off and now put the queen tiara on, we have an official changing of the guard here.
You know, just one time, I want a queen candidate to emerge and go, yeah, that's right, That's right. I knew I was going to get
so,
it.
So would they take their dress?
I knew it was
mine. They take their dress and go and do like they do with the jersey. Yeah.
This phony humility that queen candidates give. Like, you know, first off, you know.
I smell a Saturday Night Live.
No, actually, in all honesty, it's always the reactions, you know. You never know, because I'm not connected to the district like I used to be, but you don't know how close those five girls are.
Sure.
But every time, without fail, that announcement is made, the unity and the love and support that the non-winners give the person who just had her name announced is truly incredible to watch, because you don't hear about that. All you hear about in high school anymore is, you know, Ian comes, oh, another fight today, or so-and-so got into it with this teacher, or so-and-so did this, and you don't hear the positives anymore. So when you see young women being kind to each other, it truly is heartwarming.
Well, and I'm sure it is with the guys. I don't know if it's as emotional as what we saw from
it's
the
not.
Girls.
Oh, I just it's not. So I get a bro hug in there, you know, the you know. The
I love you, but I'm going to be punching you anyway. Yeah, yeah that's yeah. good.
You suck. You stink.
Yeah. Well,
you know, did you not wear deodorant tonight? Yeah. That type of stuff.
If I just would have paid five more people, I would have won. Those types of things.
Yeah. Can't but just come is. Out and say congratulations.
You're right. We live in a world where we like to. It's almost to the point where we'd like to see the negative, because somehow that makes us feel better. But yeah, it's a nice sight. This is what high school really, to me, is all about. Opportunity for kids who have grown up, for the most part, together in their neighborhood or in their town their whole lives. And if you were able to be here, you would see a very nice crowd at Bracewell, which I have said for years has always done well, has always had a great level of support for their kids. And so, yeah, a great night and two great kids. I mean, I don't think you go wrong anywhere, but two great kids to win homecoming king and queen.
Just keep your eye on 2025 and 2030, when a young Ian Mason assuredly will be in the king court.
Assuredly.
In 2025.
Assuredly.
I got a lot of money, John.
Assuredly.
I'm already putting it away.
And I'm not afraid to
I'm
spend
gonna
it.
I'm buy his kingdom.
Good.
And then in 2030, when the young lady is a senior...
So nothing organically. You're going to manufacture it.
Isn't that how you play politics these days? It's whose hands you grease, right?
Now, do you remember what we just talked about? We just talked
Does
about...
Does not apply when it comes to my kids.
Okay.
I will
are
make
you the
sure.
dad who says, my children will never cry?
No,
my
they
children,
will cry.
My children will have everything they need, everything they want.
They will not be disappointed
okay.
in their young adult life.
Well, you know what? Jack, Joe, Jim, Keegan.
Did they have kings when your boys went through?
Yeah.
Did they?
In fact.
When did King come along? Because it was not around when
no,
I was
yeah,
in
school. It was like Mr. Football or whatever. In fact, Jack was the king in 2008. Joe was on the court in 2009.
How much did you have to pay?
I
Especially
did not
for
want,
Joe.
I did not want any of them on the court.
Well,
so
it wasn't 2009 because Joe pitched for me. In 2011
Jack
and 2011.
Jack was 2008.
And then you said
Joe
was 29.
Joe was 2009.
He wasn't a senior in 2009.
Yes, he was. 2010.
Thank you, because he
math
pitched for me, and I was the head coach in 2010 and 2011.
Math is hard. James always said that he was a little too outspoken to garner kind of some of that.
Right.
And then Keegan was on the vice versa court and was named vice versa queen to Josh Coakley's kingdom.
And I was just simply friends with everybody who was nominated anytime, anywhere.
And we were told we couldn't be on the court. If we got nominated,
oh.
we had to...
Football, I remember that story, yeah.
So, and if we lost the game, we were not going to the dance.
Now you remember that, too.
So, yeah. I didn't go to one dance.
Well, we're going to step away for the final time during the Case Fine Community Credit Union halftime show. We're about 2.5, 3 minutes away from the teams reemerging, and then 3 minutes worth of stretching.
And a running clock.
And a running clock to start the third quarter, unless Atumwa finds a way to get on the scoreboard and get inside of the 35-point deficit they currently face. 35-0 your halftime score here at Bracewell Stadium. Thank you so much for staying tuned on the Case Spine Community Credit Union Halftime Show. When we come back in 3 minutes, it'll be time to roll into the second half. 35-0 Greyhounds on top. Back in three on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from Planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features. Designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
This year has changed the way we all live our lives. But one thing that will not change are the great relationships with your hometown bank. I'm Connor Holzen, your real estate loan officer with Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, you can count on us to assist you with all your home buying needs. At the Danville State Savings Bank, when you're ready, so are we. Just give me a call. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Summer, a time to enjoy the outdoors on ATVs, campers, side-by-sides, and motorcycles. If you've had your heart set on a new toy, Pine the Grove Savings Bank is here to help. Maybe you want a new home or to improve your current home. We can finance those dreams too. We're working for Southeast Iowa in 14 locations, including our newest location on South Gear Avenue in West Burlington. And a loan officer who understands your needs is just a short drive away. Pine the Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Marilyn Miller Senior Family Field, Bracewell Stadium.
Understated Scott Mason.
John, I just got attacked on social media.
Whatever.
I'm looking at the stream. I made the mistake of looking at the stream tonight. And somebody wrote that you and I don't have very good or much knowledge. It hurts. I'm not going to lie to you. No, what? No, it doesn't. Not much knowledge? I got every game in Burlington history dating back to 1901. You going to tell me I don't have much knowledge? I can tell you who the top rusher, passer, receiver, everybody in Burlington history is. I don't have much knowledge. All right. You're entitled to your opinion. But you know what they say.
Are you good?
I'm good. I got okay. It out. It's really the first time I've had somebody online say, dude, you stink. People probably say it behind my back all the time, but I don't know that.
Sometimes they say it to your front behind your back.
I'm just too dumb to know they're talking about me.
Because we aren't very knowledgeable or good, smarter.
You're like Howard Cosell. Everybody hated Howard Cosell.
That's right.
You're Howard Cosell.
That's what you want.
So, Scott, if you're watching the stream, you're actually behind a little bit. They're only halfway through the second quarter. I don't know what happened, but
rain delay.
Catch up a little bit. It is lagging a little bit down here. Maybe at home it is not like that.
So,
maybe
Scott,
it's caught up.
We were talking before we came back on online. You know, what do you do now when you're the Burlington Greyhounds who haven't been here in a while? Mm-hmm. And how long do you keep some of your regulars in. Do you keep your regulars in the entire way because you're not as deep? You know, all the things that can happen when things are lopsided. Got to talk to your kids about making sure that you don't get caught up in any of the chippiness or the emotion that could come in. When you really prepared in a way or in a thought process that you were going to match up in a much better fashion.
And a very good point. Chippiness can lead to bad decisions. If you get caught up in that, leading by 35, 42, 28, whatever the lead, you get ejected here in the second half. You're out the first half next week. Right? Or is it all?
You missed the whole game.
Okay, so
I'm going to go two steps further.
I'm thinking of targeting in college.
Plus, you have to pay a $25 fine, which the school would incur. And then you are really not allowed to come back until you complete the course on sportsmanship.
Yep, that's right.
So if you're a person who says, I'm not going to do the course, you can be out longer than just one extra game.
So Mr. Engberg down the way, Bob Engberg, our PA announcer, just said by rule it will be a continuous clock as Velasquez approaches. And we start the third quarter with a pooch kick. Going to be fallen on by Sainer at the 37. And that's how we'll start, as they actually give him the 38 on the far side. So they'll start at the 38-yard line with a Tumwa.
Now, if you're a Tumwa, you got to come into this and say, okay, we got to get back to what we do. We've got to run our offense. We can't be running around trying to be in a two-minute drill and trying to catch up in a hurry.
Our supporters have come out. I got a text right now that said, you guys rock, even John.
Oh, thanks, Kelly.
Hey.
I just do
it. I don't mind. My shoulders get a little tired by the end of the night carrying you all night.
I just do it for the money.
First out of 10 from the 38-yard line for Atumwa as they go 2x2. Kenny turns and hands off to Renneria, who finds nothing much there. The official on the far side has it the 36 for a loss of 2. Or I should say on the near side. The official on the far side has it at the 37, loss of 1. They go with the near side official, loss of 2, back to the 36 for Ethan Renteria.
Julius Harris does a great job of swimming backside on the center and then coming in and getting Renteria from the backside to pull him down for a loss.
So second down and 12 as Atumwa goes backward on its first play of the second half. Shotgun formation with a single setback Renteria behind Kenny. And Renteria leaned forward and actually took a step just before the snap. That's actually not Renteria. That's number 49. So that's Michael Kane.
But that's been all night throughout their program. I noticed their wingbacks in the JV game as well. They kind of get this rolling start. And if your cadence isn't just right, you're going to get into that illegal procedure a lot more than you want to.
I wish I had a British accent that I was proud of, because I would talk like Michael Caine, the actor, Austin Powers, you know, the father.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't, so I shan't. Second down now and 17. Turn and a handoff to the fullback again, and Carlo Martinez Hale puts his left shoulder into the chest of Kane, drives him backward. Another loss on the play, this one of 2, back to the 29.
Coach Krekel, get a clip of that. Show it to every football player within your program from the youth league, the YSF league, all the way up, because that is about as textbook as you can get. Head away from the contact, shoulder in, run your feet, deposit ball carrier on his back.
D-Cleater, third down, 19 from the 29. 35-0, just underway, third quarter. Greyhounds on top. Kenny back to pass, throws near side. Picked off on the near sideline by number
Jakari
2 for the Greyhounds.
Henderson.
That's Jakari Henderson with the interception.
I was really concerned that there might be a little pass interference, but he was just positioning himself to get the ball. And he ran into Abaya Salema, and it was just incidental contact, and the ball's taken away. First down, Greyhounds. So
Brian's
comes
checking
Williams
back in. So it'll be first down and 10 Greyhounds from the Atumwa 36. Man, you have a good thing going. I just am afraid you're playing with fire.
Okay, now you're thinking the other side of G.
I really kind of am.
Go to the bathroom.
They don't have to, John.
Okay.
Trey Maxwell, the up back in the I formation. Williams dots the I. First and 10 from the Ottumwa 36. Baker under center. Play action fake. He's going to throw left. Has Maxwell at the 30. Turns upfield. Evades a tackler and gets a first down up to the 25, a gain of 11.
Well, I'm sure somebody got a conversation with Kanye at the halftime and said, listen, just relax. We're up by 35. Work on your pass game. Great job to come out your first play in the second half and do something that you aren't in tendency to do, and that's to throw the ball. Nice delivery, nice catch by Trey. Good first down play here.
First down and 10 Greyhounds at the 25-yard line, 7.5 minutes remaining, third quarter. Baker will throw again. This time he's going deep into the end zone. He's got a man inside the 5. That's Jackson Carlson into the end zone, catches it over his shoulder. Touchdown, Greyhounds, 25 yards, pitch and catch from Kanye Baker to Jackson Carlson.
I know people are going to, oh, here you go. You've been on this other side, and here you're going to go rub it in. This is what this offense needed to do in the last 2 weeks. And now Kanye, I think, you know, you have that first hit in baseball. You make that first jumper in basketball. I think some of those things come off of Kanye's shoulders now.
Brian Velasquez in to try a 6 extra point. It is up and good. 7:20 remaining, third quarter. Burlington 42. Ottumwa nothing. Back in 1 minute on KBUR and KBUR.com.
Summer, a time to enjoy the outdoors on ATVs, campers, side-by-sides, and motorcycles. If you've had your heart set on a new toy, Pine the Grove Savings Bank is here to help. Maybe you want a new home or to improve your current home. We can finance those dreams too. We're working for Southeast Iowa in 14 locations, including our newest location on South Gear Avenue in West Burlington. And a loan officer who understands your needs is just a short drive away. Pine the Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Back here at Merrill A. Miller Family Field at Bracewell Stadium, where the Burlington Greyhounds lead 42-0 on the scoreboard. They have outgained Ottumwa to the tune of 369 yards to 31. So it's not only been the offense, the defense has absolutely come to stake its claim to a new reputation.
Fact. They did a nice job. Jakari with the, you know, two turnovers like that. Defensive line playing extremely well. Hats off to the entire program for their work tonight.
Velasquez with the approach and another squibber. His seventh of the night. Going to be taken by an up back and getting across the 30 to the 34, the 35, depending on the spot. Coming up with the football is Tanner Sharp.
Now, Scott, we talked off the air that while this point is really fun, again, my energy is don't do things. Celebrate with your team. Don't get out in the middle. Don't look at the crowd and start talking to them. Let yourself just enjoy what's happening with your team because of the work you've put in. So don't get caught up in some of the things that, you know, when you're in a scrap, people want to do.
Kenny, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, gets the snap, fakes the pitch to Farrington, gives it on an inside handoff on a counter reverse, and not getting any yardage is Abaya Salema. There's a flag on the near side at the 39. We'll see what the penalty is.
Saner on the hold and on, who is that, Robinson over there. And Gabe did a nice thing at the end of the second quarter. He told the side judge that these receivers have been holding. So if I were Coach Krekel, I would decline it. There's not anything they can do. It's second and 10. It's no gain.
Yeah, no gain on the play if they decline it. Yeah, Coach Krekel's thinking things over. Now they get his attention. He says, you know what, I'll take the no gain. I did tell him I was, since there was no interview tonight,
I was going to try and do a Coach Krekel at some, but that was more New York. That's not him.
No, that. Nah.
But he's got the gravelly voice, you know what I'm saying? Dude. But anytime I do a gravelly voice, I end up doing like a Alex
Sopranos.
From Taxi.
Yeah.
You remember Danny DeVito from Taxi?
You kind of look like Danny DeVito at times.
I'm neither that fat, that short, or bald.
Either way, that works for me.
Shave your own head. Look in the mirror, see what you look like.
Look
second
good.
And 10 after the no gain and the declination of the penalty. Kenny back to pass, going to loft it deep down the left sideline. Good coverage by Gabe Robinson, and Gabe almost had an interception as he had one-on-one coverage against Sainer, and Sainer turned into a defensive back in his own right, knocked it out of the hands of the second-string quarterback.
And stripped the ball from Gabe because there was no doubt that that was going to be a turnover. So Atoma kind of resorting to trying to get big chunks in a hurry as the clock continues to move against them.
5:15 and counting on the continuous clock here in the second half. 42-0, Greyhounds on top. Two wideouts to the right side. Now a third will go out in Salema. Trips to the right side for the Bulldogs. Delayed handoff to Farrington, who's hit behind the line of scrimmage and dropped. Nothing there for Mason Farrington, and they're going to give him forward progress, if you will, to the 34, a loss of one.
And it just looks like Kenny and the rest of the backfield just isn't sure what the backfield action is supposed to be. He's turning in that pistol, and he's like, hey, somebody should be coming. Not sure, and he continues to turn, and then all of a sudden the back's there. Just seems to not be in sync at all.
Salema gets the snap. Rugby-style kick. Knuckleball into Burlington territory. Hits at the 44 and takes an autumnal roll down to the 40, right on the line. So the Greyhounds will start this drive, first down and 10 from their own 40-yard line.
Well, here you go. A little bit of leaking in of some of the reserves. In comes Xavion Baker for, it looks to be, Julius Harris. Caleb Zog, who really has played all of the game at defensive end, is now coming in, and it looks like he's going to replace Anthony Morrison. Trent Huffman comes in, who's played most of the game at linebacker, but they're going to get him some reps over here on the right side. So, and Caleb Zog actually moves into the center position with Robinson at the quarterback spot.
Noah Nixon, the fullback, in front of Williams, who's 8 yards deep. Nixon turns and hands it to Williams. Williams off the left side. Now he's reversing field. He's got somebody draped to his foot, and then he's dropped after a gain of 5 up to the 45.
That's the fear you're looking about. Yep. Brenton Jensen is down at his feet, just hanging on, trying to make a tackle.
Now Williams will leave the game.
Maybe for the final time.
In favor of Kobe Walden. Bryant, whatever his last name is.
Yeah. Kobe. Jackson Carlson in, replacing Alex Fawcett, or Caden Chisel.
Second down and 5, ball resting just inside the 45-yard line for the Greyhounds. Offset I formation behind Robinson. Robinson turned, fakes it to Nixon, gives it to Bowman on a counter, reverse around the left side, and Ryan Bowman with a gain of 12 yards into Atoma territory to the 43.
You know, Ryan Bowman is really an unsung hero in this Greyhound program. Everybody plays a part. And Ryan went into the season knowing that his touches would be few and far between, not just because of Bryant, but because of the makeup of the offense. And all he has done is work his backside off, work on his blocking, work on his catching, even though he's probably not going to get but one or two looks a game. He deserves a run like that. Good for him.
Bowman still in the game, wing back right side. Nixon with Wilden behind him. Turn and give to Noah Nixon off the left side. He's got 10-plus inside the 35, down to the 31, a gain of 12. Big chunks of yardage now anytime the Greyhounds are running the football. 362 yards on offense, all on the ground except for 20 or 36 of that.
Trevor Summers on the ankles of Noah at the end of the run. So you do get the collective feeling like Atoma is just waiting for the clock to run out.
Two more yards and the Burlington Greyhounds hit 400 yards for the first time this year. 398 yards of total offense.
Gabe Robinson under center from the 31. First down for the Greyhounds. Here's another counter to Bowman. This time on the right side. Ryan Bowman to the 25, 20, 10, 5. Corner of the end zone. Pylon. Touchdown, Greyhounds. 31 yards for Ryan Bowman, except for a piece of laundry back at the 31.
Going to see, you're going to have a block in the back here. Oh, we have a blindside block on Kobe Wilden.
Holding. I think what he was saying was a bear hug.
Oh, he was wrapped his arms.
Yeah, on number 52 Kobe for the Greyhounds. That'd be Trent Huffman.
I thought it was Kobe because Kobe laid a lick on somebody downfield.
Well, I hope Tom Buckman has an extra shell over there because he just used one on a negated touchdown.
You know, and that's a shame because, again, we were just talking about Ryan, and he certainly deserves his opportunity to get some points on the board. So
I'm going to go ahead and rewind that. Touchdown Greyhounds. I got to suck it back in. I got to
understate it.
Keep all of them that I can. Yeah. Tie-dye formation, first down and 20, now at the 41. Robinson turns, fakes to Nixon. Thought about the pitch to Wilden. Perfect play fake by Gabe Robinson. Faked the pitch, planted his left foot, turned upfield, and gained 13 yards.
And that's what Gabe really does bring to the quarterback position. Kanye's been a wide receiver his entire football career, and he stepped into the quarterback role last year. I'm sure it's not where he wants to be, but when we talk again about good things in high school, doing what's best for your teammates and your program, I get a lot of respect for Kanye for being able to do that because he could have said, you know, I just want to be the wingback. But Gabe brings the knowledge of running this offense to the forefront.
Second down and 7 to go. That's the end of the third quarter. And that'll actually do it for the third quarter. I forget with the running clock, it goes very quickly. We put 36 in the books, put those four fingers in the air as the fourth quarter is just around the corner. Burlington 42, Ottumwa nothing on Homecoming 2021. Back in 1 minute on KBUR and KBUR.com.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Nothing Burlington as we start the fourth quarter. Second down and 7 from the Ottumwa 29-yard line. Robinson turns and hands it to Wilden, put his left foot in the ground, was able to get around a corner defender, gets inside the 25 to the 20 and run out of bounds. No, he stays in bounds inside the 15, pushing the pile forward as the Greyhounds enter the Matt Rinker State Farm red zone, again all the way down to the 10. For Kobe Wilden.
The ability to stop and start. That's your third back who's been able to show you that he can hit the brakes at full speed, step back, jump cut, and still get more yardage.
First carry of the night goes for 18 for Wilden. I actually call it 19 as he gets down to the 9-yard line.
Okay. I'm going to be selfish. I want Ryan Bowman to get the ball on the counter.
Robinson barking out the signals, lost the snap, picks it up. All he can do with it is try and scramble. Gets dropped outside the 10 to the 15, where he is thrown down with authority by a couple of Ottumwa Bulldogs led by Trevor Summers. Loss of 6.
It's all right. Just get some more yards to get able to get in the book.
Greyhounds now with 388 yards rushing.
Loss of 6.
424 yards total.
Second goal from the
Trey Maxwell in at the back spot for the Greyhounds right now.
Robinson fakes it to Maxwell, gives it to Bowman on that counter, coming around the left side, cuts it up between guard and tackle and gets those 5 yards back to the 10.
He just scrambles so hard. Good, tough run. Smart move to go inside. There wasn't much outside for him to be able to deal with, so puts his nose down and gets some yards.
So third down and goal inside the 10 by about the length of a football. Alex Fawcett will check in.
Out goes Jackson Carlson. Guys have played a really solid game.
Third and goal.
So third down and goal for the Greyhounds, who lead 42-0 with 9:45 and counting remaining in the ballgame. Robinson under center. Turns, fakes it to Maxwell. Here's Bowman on a counter. Tried to go around the right side. Had to reverse direction just a bit. Got cut off at the pass, and he gets down to the 7. A gain of 3, so it brings up fourth and goal.
You're going.
Do you kick it?
No, you're going. You're up by this much. You guys got getting here. Tavares Kennard checks in. Here comes
Jackson Carlson.
And Tavares Kennard. Out goes Fawcett. I don't think counter's going to work here. You got a chance with some speed with Kennard to run to the edge, maybe.
Fourth and goal for the Greyhounds. Pitch to Kennard. Cuts it upfield as he goes around the right side. Does he get into the end zone? The ball I thought was there. They're going to say the ball was short. They're going to say his knee hit, and it came up short by about the length of a football. A gain of 6.
I'm telling you, if I'm a Tumwa, I'm like, you should have just let him score. Because we don't have an answer for you guys on defense when we have the ball on the 1-inch line just going the other way.
The goal line, a Tumwa takes over on downs.
So a 6-yard pickup by Kennard. We'll turn it over on downs to a Tumwa inside its own 1.
Side judge is looking for the Atoma football. They haven't seen it too much tonight, so they're not sure if they need to bring it out or not.
With that 6-yard gain, it will put the Greyhounds over 400 yards of rushing.
Try to get some of the new names that are in the ball game for you. Not a whole lot of changes going on. But we do have Teandre Jones here at the corner replacing Jakari Henderson.
First down at 10, Atumwa, as Kenny sets up shot in the end zone, and now a whistle. Going to blow the play dead. It'll be, they're going to call it an offsides on Burlington.
Yeah, they went in a cadence count and had that right end, whoever that is, jump. Got Alex Fawcett in at the linebacker spot, getting some backup roles. Just trying to look across. Everybody else we've kind of mentioned before, so nice to get a lot of our guys in and get some reps.
7.5 minutes remaining in the ballgame, 42-0, Greyhounds on top. And I'll be honest, you have to tell me, I didn't realize they snapped it so quickly.
Just that they went all verticals, and Kenny's pass intended for Sainer was incomplete. Had Jackson Carlson running with him stride for stride. So, this is just a situation where they're trying to try anything. Not a bad job up front by the offensive line, keeping our pressure out. But you just, right, it really is one of those things where they're...
Pin your ears back and go get the quarterback.
And offensively, you're like, okay, we'll just try this. Maybe this will work, or maybe this will work.
Kenny on 2nd and 5 from the 6, turns and hands it to Renteria. Renteria wanted to go right, cut it back left, and he's got 3 or 4 up to about the 14-yard line, and that'll move the chains. Check that. That's going to be a 9-yard gain for Renteria. I'm sorry, my yardage was off.
Yep, Fawcett in on tackle along with Carlson for the Greyhounds. Nice run by Renteria. Still running tough when you could kind of cash it in and get ready for district play, but give those guys credit. They're still playing hard.
So first down at 10 at Tumwa from the 14. Now bad snap goes through the legs of Kenny. going to be falling on back at the five-yard line by Renteria. So a nine-yard loss on the play, and it'll be second down and 19.
There has not been a change up front with the Ottumwa offense. It has stayed with their first unit. So, I mean, that's just a situation where John Harden has just not got the snaps all night. It's been obviously a lot of pressure either by Xavion or Julius. So good job by the Greyhounds at the nose position tonight.
Bulldogs send two receivers to the right side. Sainer wide to the right. Shark in the slot right side. Wing back also that side in Salema. Kenny will roll right. Now he's going to tuck it and run, and he's hit by three black shirts at the 10 after a gain of five.
That looks like Trey Maxwell, Deshaun Kennard, and a good hustle by Xavion Baker to get the last piece of that tackle.
So it'll be third down now and 14 yards to go from the 10 as we go inside of 5 minutes remaining in this one. Grounds will improve to 3-1 and get ready for district play next week at a winner in Ottumwa, or in Clinton rather, for the first time in over two seasons.
See some energy there next week.
Could even be homecoming for all we know. Getting into that point of year where week five could be homecoming, week seven in 2 weeks for our final road game could be homecoming.
Ottumwa calls
week
the timeout.
I'm sorry, week eight's our final road game.
Yep. Ottumwa calls a timeout, running down on the play clock. Not sure. They're trying to get some of their second-level receivers and running backs in. Their front five has remained the same. So, yeah, this has been a very pleasurable evening, Mr. Mason.
Well, you know, it is odd. I mean, after a decade worth of being on the air and not seeing Burlington have too much success on the football field, this has been such a pleasant first 4 weeks. And it's not to say that things could go south. One or two injuries here could turn this season upside down. But through 4 weeks, as much as Bryant Williams has been that good, offense is really only one half of the story. And I'm not even counting some special teams efforts that have been made. This defense, and granted, some of it may be the abilities of the offenses they've played, but if you hold teams on average under 200 yards in today's day and age,
you're doing something.
That's pretty good. That's 50 yards a quarter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's this has been an effort tonight where they've given up all of about 50 yards. Here's a delayed handoff to Salema trying to sweep it around the left side. Oh, he gets out of an ankle tackle. Reverses course, coming near side. 15-20, 25-30, 35-40. 45, and finally brought down Abaya Salema. That was all Abaya Salema, as he's able to get out to the 47-yard line, a gain of 32.
And just what I was talking about, that's a nice play. You know, guys are hustling all over the field, and a nice run by Salema. And then all of a sudden, Lane Spurgeon has a little something extra at the end of the play for Owen Baker. Owen Baker rolls right up. He's mad. I get it. It was an edgy play. Don't go walking towards that guy. People are going to be looking for that. Don't put yourself in a situation.
First and 10 from the 47. Here's an inside handoff on a clandestine counter reverse to Salema. And Salema just running hard, man. Salema is running out of arm tackles. He's running out of tacklers around his legs, and he gets nine right there.
And some solid attempts. I mean, King Shizzle's right there. He's got his arms, his head's up. He's running through. And Salema is just, it's an impressive this last quarter.
He won't go down.
No,
he has not gone down easy.
He is really, you know, he is showing the pride of Ottumwa right now that he's not going to let this game just slip away like this. He's going to lay some licks.
Junior, very quick, not the biggest, but quick. So second down and one after the gain of nine from the Greyhound 44. Kenny back to pass, throws left side. He's got Harrington, who is thrown on his backside out of bounds after a gain of two, enough to get the chains to move.
Yep, Caden Chisel on the tackle for the Greyhounds. Nice job of him coming off the first receiver to get into this tackle. So it is a chain mover. Clock's moving either way. You know, bend a little bit, but don't break.
Kenny now 2 for 7 for 14 yards. Go ahead.
getting some new guys getting ready to come in. It looks like Shulka and Julian Perez Hall getting ready to come in and play a little defensive line.
Kenny turns and hands it to Farrington, who takes it off the right side and gains 4 yards to the 38.
Phil Phillips on the stop along with Teandre Jones. Got a Bulldog down, and we got some players around him.
Second number is a 1.
I hope it's not 61 again.
No, it's a 0. I'm sorry. Can't tell what the first number is. Looks like 50.
If that's true, well, you know, it is. John Harden is number 50 for the Bulldogs, but we are not sure on that yet.
So. Well, I see a 0 on the left side of his chest. I see a 5 on the left side of his helmet. So that's John Harden while he's being tended to. Let's step away for a minute. 42-0, Greyhounds on top. Take an injury timeout right here on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we've built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call me, Tim Lundgren, your local Farm Bureau agent at 319-209-2020.
Back underway at Bracewell Stadium, and Kenny was forced to throw it a little earlier than he wanted to and threw it in the direction of Tanner Shark, but I think it was more just getting rid of it and throwing it out of bounds, incomplete. It'll be third down and about 6 to go.
Yeah, Noah Nixon came in from the backside and just put a hit on Kenny, and he felt the pressure and wanted to get away. He's taken some shots tonight, Scott, and still gotten up. So obviously they've kind of decided that Kenny's going to be their guy moving forward. So hopefully, you know, moving on, they kind of get themselves righted out a little bit.
Final 60 seconds coming up in this one. Kenny gets the snap, hands it to Farrington, and Farrington's got a first down as he spun down up with the 31, just took it off the right side. And they're going to give him a gain of 7 on the play. They'll move the chains, and Atumwa will finish this one in possession of the football.
Phil Phillips on the tackle for the Greyhounds, his first official stat in the Greyhound football program. So congratulations and welcome to varsity football, Phil, as we close out a nice win for the Greyhounds.
If Atumwa doesn't get 6 yards, you hold them under 100 for the game, and there's a loss back outside the 35 as Farrington got the handoff, was hit immediately, and dropped for a 4-yard loss.
On cue, Phil Phillips. Thank you very much. So, nice job.
Final 20 seconds, clock at 15. My guess is Atumwa doesn't hustle up to the line of scrimmage, but maybe they will. 10 seconds. 8 seconds until the Greyhounds improve officially to 3-1. Kenny, from the shotgun, gets the snap with 2 seconds. Fakes a handoff, lost the handoff, put it on the ground. Kenny's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, actually lose one. And how appropriate, the last play of the game. Carson Kenny, bless his heart, played well at quarterback as well as he could, but on the last play of the game has a fumbled snap, or I should say a fumbled exchange with the running back. It falls to the ground. All he can do is pick it up and gets dropped for a loss of 1, and that'll do it for week 4 at Burlington High School. The Greyhounds came in and did absolutely what they had to do, which was dominate from the start. First play of the game, this is a way to dominate. Bryant Williams from 57 yards, and it was 7-0 before we even got seated in our seats, and it ends up Burlington 42 and Atumwa 0. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll start tonight's postgame show brought to you by Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. Will they empower people, transform lives, and fulfill dreams? We'll start the wrap-up on the postgame show when we come back in 2 on KBUR.
contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders, now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes, served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we've built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call me, Tim Lundgren, your local Farm Bureau agent at 319-209-2020.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Back here at Burlington's Bracewell Stadium, Merrill A. Miller Senior Family Field, where the Greyhounds defeat Ottumwa 42-0, and we get underway on the Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show. Bryant Williams, 235 yards on the ground. That puts him just short of 1,000 yards for the season and moves him into ninth place all time for career rushing. So assuming that 235 is right, obviously it could be a little bit more, could be a little bit less, but give or take, he's moved into the top 10 career rushing. He's in the top 15 for a single season, and he's only played 4 of 9 games.
He's good. Understated, he's good. The whole thing tonight, and maybe Ottumwa's not as good as we thought coming in, you know. But that doesn't take away from what, A, the defense did to set up the offense. Talked about at the beginning of the game, other guys had to step up. Great to see Noah Nixon, but, man, Caden Schizel played well. Jackson and Alex continue to play well. The front five has been a lock, and that's been great. And then to see Trey Maxwell step into that starting role and play well offensively. Kind of unknown defensively, kind of lost in a lot of things, but did some nice job blocking offensively. And then to see the other kids step in, just a total team performance. To the coaches, to the players, congratulations. Even the JV team, I thought you guys played extremely well. So great job to get you on the launching pad in the district play next week.
This is the biggest margin of victory in the series. As I look back, it goes back a long ways. Let's see. Give me a second. I hadn't thought about figuring this out. It was 42-6 Ottumwa in 1978. That's only 36 points. 46-14 back in 1975. That's only 32. I'm looking for a difference of 42 points. And boy, I got to go way, way back. First shutout in the series since 1960, when Burlington won at Ottumwa by the score of 33-0. 42-point spread. Where's it at? 42. This might be the biggest win in the series history for either side. Nope. Ottumwa, 64, Burlington nothing on October 30th, 1920.
Payback.
That's the biggest. Yes,
payback.
It took 101 years.
Because all those guys were still playing.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
Okay. No, I don't think so.
Biggest win in Greyhound history, we'll put it that way. This series, 42 to nothing.
Again, a total team performance. And to do it on a homecoming week when you don't have school, you're staring some other things in the face that people probably aren't going to be real happy about. And to be able to get all of that and be focused in and to perform, again, hats off to Coach Kreckle and the staff for getting these guys ready to play tonight.
And not a scoreigami. This
really?
Is the sixth time 42-0 has happened in Greyhound history. Greyhound's now 3-3 in those six games.
That's impressive. And there's one of these guys right now.
Are you our first postgame interview?
I'm going to give up the chair.
Adam Glasgow.
To one of my favorite tight ends. An offensive line coach who I think, and I've said it since week one, think between him, Charlie Walsh, and Coach Hess Hoy, they've done a great job of taking some inexperienced guys and letting them move together. So, Coach Adam Glasgow.
So, this is new. So, we'll set this up for you. Coach Kreckle evidently is a little media averse. And so, he told us before the season started, we would have a different coach every week. Well, week one, a pretty dominant performance that I don't think anybody saw coming, and it was like, 4 o'clock in the morning by the time that game was over. So
yes,
we told Coach Bunnell, go celebrate with your guys.
Yeah.
So we got rid of him. Last 2 weeks, it just didn't work out. So welcome, Adam Glasgow,
hey,
the offensive line coach for the Burlington Greyhounds. And, where do you start? This is I could talk about the defense, but that's not your area of expertise. But the defense holds Ottumwa under 100 yards tonight.
Played well.
But another tremendous performance by Bryant Williams. I had him at 235, and obviously it starts with the five guys up front.
Yeah, I tell you what, the guys are coming off the ball well. They're hitting hard. They're hitting low. They're hitting often. But I tell them, I said, if you have any issues, you just get in the way of somebody because we have athletes in the backfield that are going to take care of the rest for us.
And what's that like? I come from the perspective of I've been doing this. This is my 12th full season.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, with no disrespect to Coach Flaherty and his first couple teams who had talented skill position guys, this is, I think, the most talented in terms of depth with regard to speed, with regard to talent. What's it like to coach a team like that where, you got Bryant, who's the bell cow, but, Kanye Baker goes for 84 yards and two touchdowns tonight. You got Ryan Bowman who comes in and finds a way to get, a couple of big runs on counters.
Yeah.
You got Jackson Carlson who's not run out of the backfield all year and he goes for a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's just, what's it like to be that deep?
Well, you know what? From my standpoint, from my guy's standpoint, they love it, man. just to know that you have a guy behind you at any point in time can take the ball into the end zone. And poor Bo, man, he's 0 for 2. We call him White Lightning. got him in the end zone twice, and he got called back twice. But if there's anybody that can take it, it's Bowman.
Yeah.
He took it pretty well both times.
Well, and Flair talked about it. Here's a guy, he's a wide receiver by trade. Not a lot of wide receiver action as a true wide receiver, so you change your approach and you learn how to block and you learn how to just be a team player.
Yeah.
And John, especially was rooting for him to get those six.
Yeah, I tell you what, a lot of these guys came in and over the course of the last two or year and a half, I should say, they come in and they're making their adjustments out of a different offense, coming into a completely different offense, and like you said, they're team players. They're team players that come in and everybody works together and everybody roots for everybody. And I guess it's easy to do when things are going well, and things are going really well.
It's easy, I think, for me to identify what I would think a change that has occurred within the program is. But from a coach's perspective, who's been a part of a 1-5 team a year ago,
mm-hmm.
a part of a 2-7 team a couple of years ago, what's the biggest difference between those teams and 3-1?
Well, I'll tell you just strictly from my standpoint, Scott, is that I think having these guys for 2 years with me, and it would have been the same thing with last year, guys, if they would have been with me that second year and been and learned the way that this offense does things. And again, it's no disrespect to last year, man. We had some bruisers up front last year, but these guys have been with me. They know my terminology, and that's just coming from my standpoint. And then the backfield guys, where instead of taking 3 weeks to put in 2, 3, 4 plays last preseason, we've got almost all of our offense in that time. So we're flowing, and instead of installing, we're fine-tuning during that time. So so that's going to lead us in. And, again, you get the backs, you get the athletes we have, and, it's going to work out.
So I asked Kreckle this question a couple weeks ago as we talked to Adam Glasgow, the offensive line coach for the Greyhounds. I talked to him. I asked him, I think, after the week one win over Washington, and I said, you know, last year you had experience and you had size across the front. This year you lost the experience for the most part, and you've got smaller offensive linemen who are quicker.
Yeah.
Of the two, which works best in this offense? I mean, it's easy to say this year, but say Bryant Williams graduates, and you put in a new tailback tandem next year. Which offensive line works best, do you think, in this offense?
I'm going to tell you, and going back to my days with Flair, and we generally play year in, year out with undersized guys. And so, I mean, I'd like to root, and again, this is no, I love those guys last year, and those guys could drive people all over the field, but I'll take my undersized guys that'll work hard, that'll take the angle, that'll run their feet, and that will communicate with each other and position themselves to get in the right place in the right time. So,
and how impressive is that, that you really have essentially a brand new front five?
Yeah.
They seem to have gelled very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some, I don't want to call them adult type guys, but there's some really mature guys. I've got seven guys up front, eight if you count the tight end that reps in, that are really mature, and they pick each other up and they talk through. That's one thing, Scott, I press, is that they've got to talk through it. They've got to talk through it with the guy next to them every play, and if you watch them, they do that. So they know where they're going. They know where the guy next to them's going, and that guy knows as well. So things are rolling, baby. We love it.
I want to ask, how much fun is it to go to practice this year as compared to some others? I know how much fun it is to come here on Friday nights and talk.
I'll tell you what, things are always a lot more fun when things are going well. And that's what, you know, we go to last week and the kids faced some adversity. And, you know, I thought they fought pretty well through it, so we had the conversation with them. Things are so much easier when they're going well, when we're rolling, when it's 28, whatever it was, nothing, with 7 minutes left in the first quarter. I said, it's good. I said, it's easy to get there, but you face a little adversity. But I thought the kids, they came right out of it. It was just different from previous years that I've coached, where guys will hold on to those things. They'll hold on to that loss, and they'll hold on to things that they didn't think worked. And then you hear people start talking this and that. And that's not this group of kids, Scott. These guys gel together. They pick each other up. And you don't ever hear a gripe out of them about anything. So it's a great group of kids, and yes, I'm having a blast.
So, A-Glass, what's the ceiling? What's the ceiling for 2021?
We got some more wins under our belt. I've never been a big prediction guy, but I'm going to tell you, we've got some more W's under the belt. And I took a snapshot and sent it to my offensive lineman today, and evidently high school kids never reply to any text you send them. So anyway, I took a snapshot on website? Varsity? What's that? Varsity Bound, and I took in the state. We were fourth or fifth in rushing, and I told him, I said, I want to get this number. I said, it's time for us to start climbing, and I think we did a good job of
402.
It tonight.
402. Yeah. And again, if my numbers are right, and they'll be off a couple of yards, but I had you at 402 on the ground, and I think that puts you at 438 total offense after the two completions.
Tell you what, if you could add the 80 or 90 that I ran up and down the sideline during the plays, and then. Yeah, dude. I told Scott I might blow a hammy out, so he better be ready for me. So,
well, you know, you look at this now the real season, if you will, starts next week with the road trip to Clinton. You got five games to prove your wares, and you know, we talked about in the pregame, until someone knocks off North Scott, they're the big dogs.
Yeah,
and so if everything goes chalk, do you let yourself look that far ahead and say, if everything goes the way it's supposed to?
Mm-hmm.
Week 9 here against Fort Madison is going to be for a playoff berth.
I try not to. I can't speak for the other coaches, but I try just to do
one week at a time
kind of deal. Because here's the thing. You never know what's going to happen between now and tomorrow and Sunday. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen with guys. And to make sure everybody's around, everybody's healthy, everybody's ready to roll. So I'll take Clinton. So we'll go 1-0 next week.
And I will tell you, Clinton won for the first time in 25 games tonight against Maquoketa.
Oh, yeah.
So they will have some confidence coming in to next week that they haven't had since, 2018?
Yeah.
So it's going to be it'll be different. And we were even hypothesizing that perhaps it's homecoming up there next week.
Oh, is it?
You know,
it'll
be
makes sense.
Week 5-ish is usually when homecomings occur. So.
They can strut. We're strutting a little bit. We're strutting a little bit better, I believe. So,
well, I'll tell you what. If you got a Bryant Williams who stays healthy, keeps his head in the books, stays out of trouble, that's quite an offense in its own right. Yeah. You throw in the Bakers, and as we saw tonight, as I said, the Bowmans, And Gabe Robinson at quarterback gives you a different dimension than even Kanye gives you. Jackson Carlson, Alex Fawcett, there's
Nolan
a ton of talent.
Get Nolan back healthy.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Huge. That's huge up the middle right there. So, yeah, you know what? I mean, I don't want to say sky's the limit, but, I mean, we'll go next week. We'll go in and do our best against Clinton and see where we take it from there.
Well, I will say this. It is nice to talk in real as opposed to hypotheticals. For years, I've sat here and talked in post-game shows and said, well, you know, if this had done that. And it's nice to be able to say, this did happen.
Yeah.
And we have more points than they do on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
It is truly, this has been a tremendous season. There's still 5 weeks to go.
I know.
I can't believe it. It's awesome.
I know. It is.
Hey, thanks for coming up.
All right, man. Take
care,
guys.
Adam Glasgow, your offensive line coach, the man teaching those five guys in the middle how to clear the way for the running backs behind him. Thanks for coming up. A Glass. We'll take another 2-minute timeout on the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center post-game show. When we come back, we'll have tonight's Dr. Kirk Masner, Family Dentistry, Impact Player of the Game. And we'll also have tonight's Tim Lundgren's Farm Bureau Financial Services Impact Play of the Game. All that and more in 120 seconds here on KBUR.
More from the field in a moment, including tonight's presentation of the Kirk Masner Player of the Game. This is Burlington Greyhounds Football on KBUR.
Dr. Kurt Masner salutes the Burlington High School Greyhound football team for all their hard work and dedication during the season. Dr. Masner applauds the players, coaches, and parents for their commitment to the community both on and off the field. It's his own commitment to excellence that has guided Dr. Masner in treating dental patients in the Burlington area since 1986. For all your dental needs, call Dr. Kurt Masner, 319-752-5494.
Summer, a time to enjoy the outdoors on ATVs, campers, side-by-sides, and motorcycles. If you've had your heart set on a new toy, Pine the Grove Savings Bank is here to help. Maybe you want a new home or to improve your current home. We can finance those dreams too. We're working for Southeast Iowa in 14 locations, including our newest location on South Gear Avenue in West Burlington. And a loan officer who understands your needs is just a short drive away. Pine the Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Back here at Bracewell Stadium, Merrill A. Miller Family Field for the final segment of tonight's Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show. It is time for the two things that you and I have to pick. First, we'll start with player. Tonight's Dr. Kirk Masner Family Dentistry Impact Player or Players of the Game.
Who's going first?
You.
All right.
I always defer.
The Greyhound offensive line. Those seven guys, you include Ryan Bowman as the eighth, collectively just had their way with the Ottumwa defensive line. It was so fun to see quickness, as Coach Glasgow talked about, angles, leg drive, you know, communicating on the sideline, on the field. Just a great job by all those guys.
Okay, so, fine. If you're going to be
let me go. Let me go.
Oh, I thought you were done.
No,
sorry,
not.
There was a
wanted, you know
pause
me.
There.
I know. Because I was like, should I name them all? And I'm going to. Correct. So, Jackson Carlson, John Shulka, Gunnar Short, Julian Perez Hall, Julius Harris, Anthony Morrison, Jackson Carlson, and Caden Shizzle.
So Jackson Carlson run. Twice. Did he pay you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pete did. He goes, please don't tell me I'm slow.
So, if you're going to go, diplomatic and give it to an entire offensive line, I'm going to say the defense. The entire defense is your impact players of the game tonight. If nothing else, to maybe change the pattern a little bit and get it away from Bryant Williams. Bryant, anymore, 235 yards on the ground. Just another week,
Pedestrian.
But I'm thinking, and I was thinking pedestrian. Good call. But I'm thinking to myself, so Bryant takes it to the house on a 63-yard touchdown run to start the game. First play from scrimmage. And we had something similar happen last week where he made a house call on the first drive of the night. And what happened? A special teams touchdown on the ensuing kickoff return. Well, what happened tonight? You score, three and out. You score the second time you have the football, three and out. Six plays in the first two drives for Ottumwa. Burlington has a 14-0 lead, and they just build it from there. So I'm going to give tonight's Dr. Kirk Masner Family Dentistry Impact Players of the Game to the entire defensive unit.
Oh, yeah, and I think it's a good call. You don't go wrong anywhere. So I think that was
and
great.
And they pitched a shutout. Good call. Yeah. Ian puts the zero sign in front of me, and they pitched a shutout.
Yeah.
So now to you for the Tim Lundgren Farm Bureau Financial Services Impact Play of the Game.
Well, I'm going to go defense, and I'm going to say – Kanye Baker's interception early in the first half. And only because it was a turnover that created excitement on the return. It didn't go for the touchdown, got called back on a penalty. But the fact that he took it at the high point and he took off running and guys were turning their heads. They were, we call it go hunting, and you first go hunting for the quarterback. And so... But guys on the defense turned their heads and they were going to hunting and they wanted to get points off the defense. And so
I still blame you because you did not say don't touch anybody. And that's something you've just brought into the fold this year. You've never done that before, but
Scott,
it worked the first 3 weeks.
We've not been in a situation like this in the 6 years.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Fact. And by the way, I wanted to say this earlier. Every time you say without question, I chuckle, and you notice that, but I have to tell people why. That's kind of an homage to previous head coach Zach Shea.
Sure.
Who I, Zach and I are very good friends, so I'm poking fun at him, but he had a tendency, if you would say something to lead him into an answer, he'd say, without question. And so every time you say, I know it's a little poking of the...
Well, I'm trying to get you going
a little
bit.
You do.
Because you would get me on fact.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah.
That's fact. Yeah. Not that's a fact, but fact. Just straight up back.
Right.
So I'm going to, it seems obvious, but Ottumwa, if they thought they had any chance, probably lost that hope on the first play from scrimmage. So the impact play of the game, sponsored by Farm Bureau Financial Services, has to be the first touchdown run. The first time Bryant Williams touches the football, all of a sudden Ottumwa's 13 seconds into a game that they think they're going to compete better than last week when they get shut out 45-0. Remember? And all of a sudden it's 7-0, and there's only 11:43 on the clock.
The one whipped cream on the top of that one is that it was down their sideline.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You could just see them all snap their neck at Bryant going, hey, that guy's
Bryant
pretty fast.
Saying, compete with this. And I don't mean – it's just like I say, I'm a coach, former coach. I'm a bulletin board guy. And that just stuck with me when I read that the other day. I thought, okay, all right, that's fine. And again, it's an – it's a peculiar position to be in because we have not had a team like this. I do want to give a special shout-out, and it seems very insignificant, but Brian Velasquez, 6-for-6 on extra points tonight. At some point in time, whether it's against North Scott, whether it's against Fort Madison, whether it's against any of the other three games that maybe you look at and say, if we play like we have been, should be W's. But at some point in time, Velasquez is going to be asked to make a kick that's going to have a lot of meaning attached to it. He built a lot of confidence tonight. So did Ryan Bowman on the hold. And remind me who the long snapper is.
Well, it's either John Schulke or Julian Perez Hall. I'm going to add to that his third extra point. They brought the house in the A-gaps, and they actually got to him. And, they actually made contact with him, but he was able to get the ball through. So great concentration both on Ryan and Brian's police.
So tonight, Bryant Williams, three more touchdown runs on the ground. He's got 13 on the ground. He's got 15 overall, 63, 54, and 32 yards. Kanye Baker added two in his own right, one from nine, one from seven. And then Baker hit Jackson Carlson in stride on a 25-yard touchdown pass in the third quarter to account for the final margin for the Burlington Greyhounds of 42-0. John Flaherty, another great one. I appreciate it. On the road to Clinton next week for that wonderful five-hour round trip.
It is.
Better bring home a win.
It is amazing scenery, especially at 11 o'clock at night.
And if you've never driven it before, unlike us who have driven it safely 10,000 times.
Sure.
Between Quad Cities and here, and then go an extra 45 minutes north.
And the exciting thing is the road construction that is on Highway 61. I love it.
And there is some two-lane, too, which is always
fantastic.
Fun. Always fun. Yeah. So looking forward to that. Looking to go 4-1 overall, 1-0 in the district, and get off to a good start. I don't know that Burlington has ever won. Well, I'll virtually guarantee I'll have to look it up for next week, but I don't think Burlington's ever won an opener in districts.
No, we
and
haven't.
I think two victories all time in district play?
Yeah.
So, and district play started in 2014.
Right.
Two victories in seven seasons.
Yeah.
That changes this year. We're going to match that and exceed.
Fact.
Fact! Want to say thank you to Sam Wynn back in the studio. Donnie Claypool still on the injured list. He's taking care of his mother, evidently. She fell ill last week, so Donnie's been at home taking care of her. But in his stead, Sam Wynn has stepped in, and the rookie, playing well.
Sam for the win.
Sam for the win. He's playing well. Again, as I always say with Donnie, making us sound much better than we truly are. Getting us in and out of breaks, playing the outstanding bumper music, the NFL Films music coming out of a commercial. Just incredible. Good job, Sam Wynn, back in the studio. I want to say thank you to everybody who either listens to us on KBUR, on KBUR.com, or watches us in sync with YouTube. We appreciate anybody out there who gives us any time. We appreciate the kind words. Even the guy who said we didn't know anything, we appreciate that he was listening in the first place. We should be thankful that he took the time to listen to us. And I think I proved him wrong, however. I do know some stuff. So thanks for listening in out there in listening land. I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors as well. And settle in. There's a long list of sponsors to get to. Standard of Beaverdale, Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, Danville State Savings Bank, Bob Dodds Insurance, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door, Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center, Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, who is the sponsor of the pregame show, Tim Lundgren's Farm Bureau Financial Services, who sponsors the games of the week as well as the impact play of the game, Diamond Vogel Paint, who's a sponsor this year for the first time for the colors of the game, Case Spine Community Credit Union, who sponsors the postgame show, Matt Rinker State Farm, who I announce every time somebody gets inside the 20, Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. Actually, Case Spine Community Credit Union is a halftime show. Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center is the postgame show. And then Kirk Masner, Family Dentistry. I think he's been doing this 100 years?
Something like that.
Who has this year done the impact player of the game. And finally, a thank you to my family, my wife, Kelly, my son, Ian, and my daughter, Aubrey, who, if they ever said no to me doing this, I would quit. But I don't, because they say, do it, you have fun, you're okay at it, and so keep having fun. Keep enjoying Friday nights in the fall doing Burlington football.
It's that he's out of the house, right?
Yeah, that's okay. So anyway, that'll do it for the postgame show. Thanks so much for listening, blah, blah. No, anyway, great. I am having so much fun this year. It's like 10 years worth of struggles bottled up and coming up in this absolute giddiness for the 2021 Grand.
Revenge Tour 2021.
Well, yeah. This is the third week. Absolutely. Lost the last two to the Bulldogs. Check. Now it's on to Clinton. 42-0, your final score tonight. John and I will be with you next week sometime between 7 and 7:30 when the Greyhounds and the River Kings open up district play in Class 4A, District 3. Have a great week, everybody, and until next week when we will talk to you again in Clinton, Iowa, have a great week and
go Greyhounds. Your child got hurt in the last game, and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center Orthopedics. No appointments, just answers. Orthopedic providers evaluate injured athletes who must be accompanied by a parent. Athletic trainers discuss follow-up care. Bring your insurance card to the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center Orthopedics in West Burlington. 8 till 9 every week during the fall sports season.
Worried your car won't make it through the harsh Iowa winter? Or maybe it's time to upgrade your loved one's vehicle to give them a very special holiday season to remember. Either way, talk to me. I'm Brady, your consumer loan officer at the Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, I can get you approved for the car you'll need. No matter if it's a gift for you or a gift for others, when you're ready, so are we. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of...